Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul. Hang on a second. And let me know in the chat if you hear me. Just to let you know, it was my screw up, and now we're having a little issue with getting into the switchboard, but just bear with me. Everything is cool. And thank you for those that are hearing me in the chat room. I know there's a delay from when I asked that. And as soon as I can get the switchboard to work, you've heard this one before, but as soon as I do, we'll be able to get Ron up there. And I hope you don't mind. The short delay here. I am trying, peeps. Ron's going to be mad at me, but we'll get over it. Okay, there we finally got it. And I'm clicking on the hand. Sorry, Ron. And unmuted.
Come up to me.
I am with you, Ron. Sorry about that, bud. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just don't mute yourself. But I had Adam up here, and we've already lost him. But he's waiting for Erica, I think, to come to me. So,
anybody in the chat room, just to make sure, let me know if you're hearing Ron, okay?
It's good. Okay, Paul, now let me just talk for a second, okay?
We've been here all day.
We've been here all day, all yesterday, and we have lots of people come through. Erica's coming this way soon. Adam's coming. You know, they're the couple. And we have so many people here. Panther's taking care of. Panther's taking care of the video and stuff, but when Adam gets over here again, we'll be going there. So there's going to be a little delay sometimes.
All right.
Hey,
I want to let you know you just loudened up. You cleared up a bit, so we'll give you time.
Are you having fun this week? We're having a great time.
What am I talking to? I'm having a blast.
You're talking to my chat room. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Well, it's a pleasure for me to be on the Rad Reality Show. We're having a good time this weekend.
What did we do last night?
You know what we did? We won money, and then we lost it all.
Yeah, I lost over this money.
Typical fact,
I just lost some of your
money. We had a good time is what we did.
That's what we did. We drank. We had fun.
We had a blast.
But it's awesome. Hey, Adam, one more thing. What is your favorite thing about... What's your favorite reality show?
Big Brother is actually my favorite reality show.
And what show were you on?
I was on Survivor.
So some people might not realize you're famous, too.
No.
Because you got a second half, don't you?
Oh, my fiance was, yeah, she was running up on us.
Yeah, you almost married her last night.
I know, but she turned me down.
We won't talk about that with her, right? Don't talk to her about that.
Maybe tonight.
Maybe tonight.
We'll see.
Okay, guys, we're going to be getting Erica soon. So just bear with me. There's going to be some delay sometimes. Actually, I'm going to do this while we wait for Erica. Zach, get Erica over here as soon as we can.
Erica.
You're on the Rad Reality Show now, Erica. What did I say? Hi. Hi, everyone.
Talking to the chat room.
Oh, hi, chat room.
The Rad Reality
Show. I'm waving.
Yeah. Are you excited about tonight?
I'm very excited about tonight.
Are you having fun?
I'm having a blast.
What about Adam?
Adam's having a little bit more of a blast than I am.
I am sorry, I'm helping
you. And I think that you guys are both losing your passes in roulette. It's not my fault.
Actually,
you both to go to sleep.
I told him to go to bed. But did he go to the ATM game?
No, he didn't go.
I tried to. That was what we were avoiding.
Yeah, no ATM.
But we did learn.
No ATM.
We did.
He won like $150 and then.
He did.
And then he lost it, but he vowed not to go to the ATM.
But what's your favorite part so far about today?
Meeting all the fans. You know, the people that made this event
possible. I want to say thank you to Erica. She saved my life today almost.
Did you tell you to sit down? Yes.
You guys really?
No? Can you sit? I
think I should get a chair.
Yeah, you're making
it. I'm nervous. No, I got to stay here and where people can come to me. So, so everything. So, Erica is trying to find me, so where to sit.
So, was meeting her everything you hoped it would be?
Hey, Dad. Hey, you want to say hey to everyone?
Hey, everybody. You will never believe I rode in the limo with Jesse. Yes, I did.
Find me when you get there. I'm right about to
go. Who's that?
Thank you, Phil. Okay, guys.
Who was that just saying Jesse?
Dab Cakes.
Thank you.
Yes, let's do that. And just keep people... Perfect.
That's not video, though.
You know, let's not do videos. Let's not do, since I have this. Yes. Paul, can you help bring them in? Get them to come to me. And Zach can do my jersey. So, Zach. Hey, Zach. Come closer to me. No, like, come over here. So, do you want to say hi to everyone in the chat room?
Hi. I'm Pam. I'm from Oregon. Never called in, but here I am.
Okay. We're waiting for people to come through. Adam's causing
a
little trouble.
I just would like to ask that when they come on, let us know who it is. And apparently people are coming into the chat room saying that the live streams aren't working. Do you know anything about that?
You know what? I'm not going to worry about those live streams. I got to worry about myself right now. I want to tell people because, you know, you might wonder why I'm a little stressed. Today I just had a really stressful day. Actually, Erica and Adam saw me, and they made sure I sat down and took care of me and everything. But it's been a crazy day, crazy night. You heard already Adam. He's probably been drinking already. And Zach's with me. Someone pass Zach the phone while we wait for talk to the people real quick and tell them what's going on real quick.
Hey everyone, this is Zach. We're down at the Blue Martini doing the red carpet event. We got Mark Long out on the carpet interviewing people as they come through. Right now we got a couple of lucky girls from the audience that have gotten the chance to come through the red carpet and be on video, fulfilling their dreams to hopefully grow up one day and be actresses and models. So hopefully we'll have more of our reality stars coming through soon and you'll be able to talk to them. It looks like we have Chelsea, no, it looks like Ronnie and Michelle are next in line, followed closely by Chelsea, and I think Howie afterwards, so that's what we have to look forward to. And Sugar is further down the line, too, and I will now pass you guys back to Ron.
No, just keep it.
So, yeah, we're crazy here. We're crazy here right now, and we're waiting. I think they're having issues with saying, and that's why we're waiting. I did see Jesse Young Guns Gonzalez.
I think they're having some technical difficulty. That's what Paul said.
They're having maybe. So I think they're trying to get the stream up.
Okay. I need to break in. I did a refresh on the page, sign back in, and the feeds are streaming. So people hearing me, it seems to be working if you go about it that way.
I did by Marcellus or Marcia.
But is that Heather?
I don't know. We'll find out. That's one of your guys'
jobs for me. Panther thinks we might have Heather Chadwell from Rockwell Love, and we might have missed the shows because it's been a long time ago. But she was one of our first guests on Now Live. Yes, thank you. Panther's here. I'm Guys at Life. If you can't tell, I'm having a very stressful day. And we have Deb Cakes behind me, or Deb. That, you know, you guys know her, and we had Panther, and yeah, go ahead. I'm trying to see if we got anybody else that used to chat or know something. There's a lot of thing going on. Right now, Mark Lawn is interviewing these young girls that are waiting. This is a hot night here. Like I said, Adam and Erica Zari came through, and they
everybody all called up.
What
is everybody
Oh yes, Panther's taking pictures of everyone, and if you see like the stream once the stream comes, and you know there's people that are not even going into the Blue Martini that it's like gathering around and. So there's lots going on. Crystal is really working hard, getting things organized. It's just been awesome. Ronnie is waiting with his wife, Michelle. I wonder if maybe we could get Ronnie to come here first before. Okay, Mark. So I've already got Ronnie on there on the shirt. You got your camera ready to take pictures.
Yeah.
It is Heather. Cool. She was one of my first guests. Hey, you know what? Maybe if we can get Missy to stand up and walk over here, we can get her to say hello. Well, you know what? I can just pass you the phone.
Say hello to everyone.
Hi, guys. How are you this evening? Hello?
Hey, Missy, it's Paul. The chatters and the listeners are listening. If you want to give them a little description of what...
It is very powerful out here this evening. Everybody's looking a drop-dead freaking gorgeous. We got some big hair, some high heels, great little outfits, lots of cleavage. Wonderful booties. What else do you want to know? They're on a red carpet. Lots of pictures being taken right now. And I believe we are live. So Mark's rocking it. I see Heather from Rock of Love, I believe. Of course, there's Chelsea and Ronnie. And looking like there's Howie. And I'm looking down the line here. I ain't got my glasses on. Because you're not yet pretty, so you can't wear your glasses.
I need to take this opportunity to say what a fantastic job you did in the backyard. The questions that you asked them just lit up their faces. They were so happy to hear about the speech.
You guys are really wonderful. You know what, it was, listen, it's an opportunity of a lifetime, one that I would never pass up. I'm very fortunate, but I'll always be me, and I think that you guys really were able to see that. I know what you guys all want to know, because I want to know, too. I am just like you, so I have filed pretty much not much that was on my cue cards, and I just rolled with it. I mean, that's just how it goes, and I got to tell you, I have a different perspective of a lot of the players that you watch in the game to now, and one of them would be Brendan and Rachel, so...
From this weekend, you've got a new perspective, not from the backyard interviews or both?
Both. I mean, I knew in the backyard interviews, I mean, the depth of look, I mean, when I would ask a question, they actually looked me in my eyes. Like, the windows to your soul tell you everything. And I could tell who was being fake and who was being real, and I honestly can tell you, I did not see anyone being fake. There was no fakeness. I mean, what they were saying, was it scripted? It wasn't like, you know, there's some kind of stars. I mean, my interviews I felt came straight from their heart because they felt like they could relate to me because I was not somebody. I was just a person. You understand what that means? Everybody can understand what I'm saying. And
yep.
Last night here is, you know, it's a prime example. It is 3:00 in the morning. And everybody knows I smoke and having Diet Cokes, and I'm in the lobby and, you know, everybody's like, Missy, 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 you have to come up to this room. And I'm like, what room? And they're like, Rachel and Brendan want you to come up. And I'm like, okay. And I went up there and there's like 9 of us. I mean, I'm not talking 900. I'm talking 9 of us. And they're so real. They weren't there to be somebody. They weren't there to make a name for themselves or think that they're hottie-totties or, you know, celebrities or anything like that. They are both very down-to-earth and real people. And they are in love. It's very evident.
That is really starting to come through. And for the people that thought it was not true, everybody also said, but if it is, all our blessings to them. And it's starting to show that all our blessings is the way we got to approach it. Now, how did you see the BB12 people interact with the alumni?
I've heard a little bit of feedback, but when it comes down to it, they wipe the slate clean.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just how it happens, and it's a natural thing to do. And, you know, when they see someone, even though they might have said you were the ugliest bitch and you played a stupid game and I didn't like you, I mean, you totally forget that. And, you know, the person who said it feels like an ass, and the person who heard it understands the situation they were in. So it, like, wipes clean. And they start all over.
What is on the agenda for Missy and Chelsea? Have you already done your stuff, or is that coming up for Superpass?
We did House Secrets on Thursday. I'm answering questions. We did House Secrets on Thursday. So, you know what? You guys are going to want to talk to some of the house guests. So I'll get back to you when there's some dead time. So hold on one second.
Thanks, Missy. Yeah.
Hey, we got Ronnie here, you know, and I know Ronnie's one of our favorites. He always pops in. So say hi to everyone from the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, everyone. What's going on?
You know what? I think the biggest thing I want to say is who from the Big Brother 12 cast have you saw and you thought maybe in the house they were not the best, but you kind of changed opinion? Is there anybody...
You know, actually, Rachel and Brendan, they were really nice whenever I met them, sweet, and that's very surprising and shocking, and I'm glad that it worked out that way.
We should be able to hear, I got a non-speaker and everything, but, you know, the key thing is, you've been a regular here, so I'm going to let you go in and do your thing, but Ronnie, we love you here, and, you know, Ronnie was in the limo with me, too,
yes.
So it was awesome.
Yep.
So
we love you, Ron. Thanks
we know.
For everything you do.
No, thank you. We're going to, thank you, Ronnie. I don't even know how to do this part. I've never done this. Say goodbye. I know. Hey, now, while Missy, were you asking questions you wanted to answer? Or just
finish your...
Okay, I'm back. Paul, where were we at? Just refresh my memory here.
We were talking about your what will be up on Superpass.
Oh, in Vegas.
But I heard you and Chelsea were going to do something. I didn't know if you'd done that yet.
Okay, what it came down to is because of flights and capability issues, Friday is when we were supposed to do House Secrets together from our hotel room.
Unfortunately, that did not happen on Friday. We moved House Secrets up till Thursday. We did promote it on Thursday on the Facebook and stuff like that. And I did do House Secrets because Chelsea's flight hadn't come in, and House Secrets was taken over by House Guests. So Ronnie and – but that is all we are doing. Next House Secrets will be on Tuesday night on Superpass, and that's all we can tell you for now. I mean, we have Survivor coming up. We have Eliza from Survivor coming up on Superpass. We're going to be Skyping in some Big Brother 12 House Guests, as well as bringing in – flying in some of the Big Brother House Guests. So – keep in tune for that on Superpass. Lots coming up. We're digging into other reality, and you guys should have a lot of fun.
Missy, you're losing your voice a little bit. Can you tell us whether we'll see a repeat of a theater type interview like the Jeff and Jordan will be in studio? Do you know yet, or can you say?
I believe we're going to have an in-studio interview with the house guests, and it'll be cute and set up, and you guys are absolutely going to love it.
Okay, and when you get a chance, I got to talk with and learn how tireless Rebecca is. If you could say thank you again to her from me.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, your next guest that came up on the red carpet was Chelsea, so I'll let you talk to her. Hold on 1 second, please. Chelsea, you were next on the carpet.
Hello.
Hey, Chelsea. It's Paul. I'm kind of hosting it back here. How you doing, girl? How did your
What's
team do?
What's going on, Paul Reed from Minnesota?
Did you take time to watch your Hawkeyes, or did they play today?
No, they're playing this evening. Like, I think the game has probably started right now. So as we speak, I'm missing it.
Yeah, you'll get over it. You're enjoying yourself. That's what counts.
That I am.
Tell everybody you did my makeup again.
No, I didn't do it. Missy did. Missy goes, tell everybody that you did my makeup, and I'm not gonna take that. It was my friend, Stacy, who did her makeup, because she's better than me, so.
So
what's going on? What are y'all doing? Are you watching the live feed?
I've been watching. I was trying to help as a mod and get people hooked up last night, and so I am looking forward to the recorded version because I didn't get to watch as much as I'd like to, but I'd like to know how
you're going down right now. I literally just walked off the red carpet, so.
So I haven't seen you, but are you smoking hot? What are you wearing?
I've got a little dress on with a big fat necklace, and, you know. It's Vegas.
Hey, like,
come on, you got to
like,
go all out.
I like that pic of you in front of Spock. You rock that picture, girl.
What was that?
The one in front of the garage door with Spock. You put it on.
What? I don't know. I don't know.
You
what
were in a. That's okay. What has this year been? How's this year been different for you than Vegas Bash last season?
I'm not working, so I am definitely having fun. And you will see it when you see the live interview. I'm 3 sheets to the wind by now. But I have somebody near and dear to my heart who is, he's an all-star. Need I say more? I've got somebody here, so I'm going to hand over the phone now. All right?
Okay, so
turn off Chelsea really quick, guys. Help me take her off really quick.
Okay, we got Holly here now, guys, and Monet. Hey, guys, I want, after we do this real quick, sign my jersey.
Absolutely.
But, hey, we can just talk. Just talk. I got it on speakerphone. So we just.
You asking me things or are we just talking?
No, I'm going to ask you, Holly. You know how I work.
I know.
You never see me live doing this,
yes,
right?
I'm wearing underwear.
I'm not.
That's sucky as hell.
So, Monet, let's start with you.
Okay.
Big Brother 12.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part about Big Brother 12?
I guess I enjoyed the competitions, and obviously I enjoyed the friendship that I made with Brittany. We had fun in the house while I was there. I'm sure it lasted longer, but oh well.
Now, did you watch Big Holly over here?
Did you watch all season?
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think about Holly?
I liked Holly. I mean, he's a lot of fun.
I don't know.
I like this Holly. I don't know if I like the Holly on Big Brother.
Oh, that's an answer. Good answer. Good answer.
I mean, I wanted to say, but I'll take that.
So, Howie, what have you been doing lately?
I'm a certified meteorologist. In my real office.
So you're ready. And Howie, I'm going to let you guys go because Mark's behind.
Okay.
I don't want you guys to wait. But finally,
no problem. Thanks for all listening, guys.
Thanks.
I'm wearing underwear. Ron is not.
We're anywhere?
Any white.
Rainbow.
So.
Who knows? L.A. Good to see you. I know. Nobody knew.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Ron.
No. Oh, yeah, I'm not saying.
Oh, you need to be free right now?
No, I'm okay. Mike, you know, I'm over here. Hey, Paul, you being able to hear everyone?
Monet, Howie was loud enough, but Monet was a little quiet.
Okay.
But you're coming through loud and clear. You're doing a great job, and it's
got
to be so much fun for
Mike.
You.
We got Mike. Big brother. I do not know. Mike, hi,
how's it going?
You're on the Rad Reality Show right now.
Hey, good
evening. And this is your first event you told us today at Hillside.
This is the first event.
Since Rainbow.
Since Rainbow, yes. About 2.5 years ago. So it's exciting to be here. I was doing yesterday. I snuck in under the radar today. Got here about 4 hours ago. It's great to be here to see everyone. Meet all the fans. It's a lot of fun.
Are you happy to see, especially the Big Brother 8 people, since you haven't seen them?
Absolutely, yeah. I haven't seen the Big Brother 8 people in a very long time. Like I said, it's been about 2.5, maybe 3 years since I've been off the show, actually, since I've actually seen some of them. So it's great to reunite with them, see what's going on with them, you know, and then basically get updated
on
what's going on.
Mike, I know we got short because we're going to go that fast.
Yeah.
I want to get you on, so we'll get you your numbers before tonight or get you where we can hook up.
Absolutely, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Right.
Talk to you later.
Take
care. Wait, Mike. Can you sign?
Hello.
Yeah, man. He was on Survivor.
Survivor Fiji and Survivor Micronesia.
And you guys heard him Sunday on the show. This is the Rad Reality Show.
Thank you for having me on. It was great talking to you again.
Yes, and, yeah, man, are you having fun? You're kind of like the... I don't want to use the senior citizen of reality.
There is no getting around it. I am the senior citizen.
And, like, today I know we were at the poolside, and you weren't used to being next to the poolside, were you?
Not really. Poolside is not my place to hang out, you know. I'm the guy who hang out in your local library.
Have you gambled anything? Have you lost anything?
I gambled and I lost, so, but not very much. Just dabble a little bit.
It sounds like...
No, I lost.
He was winning.
Well, Missy says he won. Yeah, man, can you do this? I got a shirt right here.
Absolutely.
Will you sign it for me?
Sure.
Just in the wise.
How was his reunion with Earl?
What a crazy night already. Paul?
Hey, bud.
How's technology still? Is everyone being able to hear?
Yep.
Thank you, yeah, man. I needed to find out. Everyone is asking me where you go from here. Mertz is up there now, and he does a talk show. And I know Paul is probably watching the live stream right now too. So it's kind of cool. He can probably help when I forget. But, hey, Mertz, come here. Hey, wait. I don't know if I want this guy on my show. This guy has been telling me he needs to come on the Rad Reality Show. Well,
is my moment finally here?
Yes.
We're live on the Rad Reality Show.
Okay.
So, tell us a little bit about your show.
Okay. Well, the show is called Reality Obsessed. It airs on the TV Tropolis and Global Reality Channels in Canada. We are actually filming Season 3 right now. I took a couple of days off to come to Vegas for this event, but I'm actually filming on Tuesday. So.
Are you having fun in Vegas? You've done this before, haven't
you? I have. I think it's like my 1,014th reality party over the last 10 years.
Is that one reason you've kind of been involved in reality? I always see you at the parties.
Yeah.
And you kind of like me started to be.
Yeah.
Getting involved, and you've never been on a reality show.
I mean, it's kind of like my story is just like anybody else's. You know,
right.
Like I was watching the show. I watched Survivor in the beginning. Started a website, and, you know, the website got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then by predicting, you know, who would get voted off on Survivor, who would get eliminated on American Idol, who would get fired on The Apprentice, people started to notice. I got a newspaper article, then a radio show, and now a TV show. So it can be done, you know, just because you're a fan doesn't stop you from getting your
And that's kind of like what my story is, but the other show on CBS, it was a Big Brother. I went into a chat room.
Yeah.
I got involved in chat rooms. Missy got me involved. People got me hooked. Danny,
yeah.
Nick, Evil Dick, Amanda.
And
I started a radio show, and look what I'm at now. I'm sitting in Vegas doing interviews with reality.
Now, how would you do on Big Brother?
Bad, because I have a bad heart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I think the game-wise,
yeah.
I think I can play it.
Really?
Yeah, I think I can manipulate.
Yeah, I feel like I could trust you, you know? I feel like I could trust you.
Yeah,
and I
do have... I feel like,
you know, we would have quite a show when we play poker together. You know, you can't
yeah.
really read you.
No, but I do laugh a lot.
Yeah.
So I do have a poker face that I would smile. But
Well, I know they're auctioning off beer pong tomorrow, but I just want to put it out there that I am available to rent out for strip poker.
You know what? I don't want to talk about beer pong. I gotta wear the uni.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Hey, we're signing King Kings. I'm going to let you sign this.
Right,
this
cool.
is my jersey.
Sounds good. All right. I will let you right now. Thanks.
No, thank you.
All right.
Merch. Okay, we have... It's Dennis, right? I
yeah.
want to make sure because I...
Yes.
From the Average Joe. So, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Yes.
And what do you... How much fun are you... Do you feel like an Average Joe in Vegas?
You know, I feel... Yeah, well, see, what I feel is I feel lucky because... Had I not done Average Joe, I wouldn't be able to do all this stuff, be able to be at this great event and be hanging with all these other great reality people. You know, but Average Joe, you know, was also supposed to be, for me, NBC's version of Survivor. You know, I almost didn't do it because I didn't want to do a dating show.
Right. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to get you on the show again.
Uh-huh.
And I want to talk Average Joe.
We'll do.
So what's your favorite moment
about Vegas right now?
The pool party
where everybody's together having fun, just letting their hair down.
Reality is a big family, isn't
yes,
it?
And it's a huge
and we
family.
Found it.
Yes.
Let me see, because most of it's CBS here, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
We allow you to be here,
yeah.
even though we like the Biggest Loser show, the Rad Reality Show, too. So,
hey, hey Ron, did he know Max?
Average Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we like the Average.
All
right.
Can you
find
my white area?
Sure.
Hey, get a picture of Jesse and... I know. No, I'm just telling you. I want to make sure they're both... No, I was just saying they're both one individual of Jesse's. That's his girl. No, just Jesse and then one together. You understand? Okay, we got a little downtime as Jesse sits over there. We got Jesse coming up next. So,
Hey, Ron?
Yes?
Did you ever get a chance to ask if Dennis had known Matt from his being on?
Yes, and he hasn't. He did. He was actually upset because he wanted to be on Big Brother, but he wasn't. Okay, guys. Hey, wait, you want to say, I want you to say a shout-out to my show, the Rad Reality Show, Rad Ron.
Rad Ron is the raddest reality show on radio. How's that?
Jesse, I know you think I'm the raddest, right?
You are the raddest.
So what do you
and
think
I've
about
been, I've had the pleasure to actually sit down and talk to you a handful of times in the last couple of days. And you are a good guy. You're a stand-up dude, and I know
you are
very hard. Thank you, sir.
Jesse.
Thank you.
You are one of my favorites.
All right.
And you know what?
Keep making you proud.
You are. And you know what? Before we send you in there, the biggest thing I want to say is hope you can take wrestling to the next level.
Thank you.
And we already talked about a little reality wrestling. Maybe we can get something going on with that.
We
need to talk about that.
Going on.
So, Jesse, thank you. I'm making them short.
No, no, sweet.
You guys enjoy yourself.
All right, thank you, sir.
Love you guys. Okay, just that was Jesse.
Ron, just to let you know, your freakiest mom is back home, and I unmuted her.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
What's up?
Hey, do you know this person?
What is it?
Oh, I know who it is. Never mind. I know who it is. It's Katie. Guys, we got Katie from The Amazing Race coming up next. And if you all remember the show, Amazing Race, after Jeff and Jordan got kicked off. Hey, we didn't get Jesse to sign my jersey. Yeah, I'll talk to him again. But, sorry, guys. I'm getting my jersey signed. And, as we wait for Katie, she, like I said, one of the few that was huge. Shut up. Banzer just says she's a dick. But, get Katie. Stop. Katie! Over here. We're taking a picture once and then doing it quick. You are one of my favorites, Amazing Racers, and I was one of your biggest fans. After Jeff and Jordan left, you know, I'm a Big Brother big fan. After Jeff and Jordan, I supported you 100%, but even supported you while they were on. So this is Katie, and this is, like you guys said, she was one of my favorites. Plus, you were in a contest, right? What were you?
Yeah, I was in the Miss Teen USA contest, the national pageant.
Right.
This was back a couple years ago in 2007.
Are you still doing those things? Or?
No, oh my God, no pageants for Katie. I have a couple things going on. I just shot for Maxim a little while ago, and I have a reality show coming out. And well, it's called Southern Pride Hollywood, about me and my two roommates. We're all from the South, living in Hollywood, doing our thing, you know.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yes, and we're about to start filming for it.
And what do you think about The Amazing Race?
I mean, it was so overwhelming, and it was really fast-paced, and I'm a fast-paced person, and it was very exhilarating. I had a blast
doing it. Yeah, and I wish I don't have to ask this question now, because I want to get you on the show, but I have to ask this question.
Okay.
What do you think about the lesbians?
You know what, like, I don't understand them. Like, they were mean to everyone. It wasn't just me.
Right.
The way they edited the show, it made it look like it was more about me and them instead of the other teammates. But, like, I like them. I had nothing against them. But for some reason, they were just really mean to me for no reason. They were calling me homophobic, which I'm not. I got
right.
to tell you, I'm one of the supportive people gay, like, ever.
I
love gay.
But, hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I got this Ryan Sandler jersey. I'd love to get you to autograph it. Okay, this person has been on the Rad Reality Show before, and she is a rock of love. Famous person. It's
your ass.
It's Heather Chadwell.
Yes.
How's everybody doing?
You remember me from the Rad Reality
yes,
Show.
How are
we
you?
Talked, and now, what are you doing these days?
Actually, this Monday we're filming a segment or a special for VH1 called The Most Memorable Rock Club Girls. And then I was just on an episode of Baggage with Jerry Springer. And then I just filmed an episode on an HBO show called Funny or Die. That's, you know, yet to air.
Most Memorable Rock Club Girls.
Yes.
You know, I'm a friend with one of them now.
Oh, cool.
Corey.
Oh, cool. I don't know that.
You don't know who she is.
No, she wasn't there when I was there.
But anyways... I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Can you sign my jersey?
Sure.
There, I'm trying to get...
How are you? I'm sitting here looking like... Do I know her?
Wait. We just got Eliza and Heather, and they know each other.
Yes.
Wait, let me talk to you.
We did Versus show together, Reality and Steph. We did Blonde
right.
Versus Brunette.
We did. I had to wear a brunette, and I wore a blonde wig, and we didn't sell shit. We didn't sell our
lollipops. No, our lollipops, we were terrible.
No.
Came back with sad faces.
We
sucked.
I have some really good pictures
in that. Well, that's awesome. Well, I'm going to let you sign, and then I'll try to talk to you real quick. Well, what do you think about Vegas?
Vegas itself or Vegas Smash? It's great. I'm having so much fun. It's so fun to see everyone and meet people from other shows, and I'm having a great time.
So, just to let you know, because I don't think we... Did you tell her?
Yeah.
So,
And we're live, right?
Yeah, we're live. We're just kind of... I'm new to this, so I've never seen...
No,
I know. So, Survivor.
Yeah.
Would you ever go back on?
Absolutely.
Would you want to do it, would you do it because you wanted to go back to win the money? That's, I know, easy answer. Or because you wanted to see if you can win the game?
I'd want to go back and win the game. If they said to me, Eliza, we want you to go back on the show, and the prize is going to be $100. I would still do it.
That's what I thought.
If they said it was a slice of pizza, you're going to win a slice of pizza, I would still do it. I want to win the game. I really would love that opportunity.
So what's the most important part about...
winning Survivor?
Yes. Is it the gameplay, social work, or doing like Russell did and just, manipulating everyone?
Well, Russell didn't win, so I think what Russell was lacking was, a social game. And I think that's been, I've had trouble with that, too, one of my past two seasons. I think it's important to have, a strategic game, but you need to also be really social and have people like you. And then you need to also be physical and be able to win challenges, and it's mental as well. So I think there are a lot of aspects playing Survivor.
Thank you for doing this.
No problem.
And I got this jersey. If you want to start maybe getting up on that Stanford area.
Sure.
Howdy. I'm Ron Red. Hey, you know what? I think I wrote you one time. Wheeler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote you, and I don't...
On
MySpace.
Oh, I'm and, back.
And, no, you don't use that. You actually wrote me back. And I think, yeah, that's...
I'm still under contract. I'm not under contract anymore.
So we're going to have to get your digits.
Okay.
Are you on Facebook?
Of course.
So if I inbox you.
Yeah,
well, this is the Rad Reality Show.
Okay.
And I didn't know you were here, actually.
I know. I didn't know I was going to be here either until,
that's why when you came up, I didn't realize
that
you were.
My friends were coming, and I decided to jump on board, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with American Idol? I mean, have you got further?
Yeah. Working on music, touring around. I'm actually doing a show, another one of these reality shows, coming up in October. It's in Virginia, so I'm going to be playing there.
Oh, so you're going to the dog rescue with
right
April
here.
Wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're big supporters of her too.
Good. I will be there.
So,
I'll be performing.
That's awesome. Have you met anybody yet?
Of course.
She's been wanting to meet?
Well,
that you have never met?
Well, I've always been really good friends with Jordan Tyus from Amazing Race.
Okay.
But I finally met his brother, and they are the most fantastic two in the entire world.
So, do you watch Big Brother and Survivor and those?
No. I've never really watched them, but once I started to meet and make friends with all of them, I've been desperately trying to catch up. So I've literally been, in front of my TV watching all of these shows trying
My
to,
last
like,
question to you, because they're right behind
right.
us. Right. My last question to you is, how is Simon really?
Simon is a big bag of love. I love him so much. No, he is the sweetest guy in the world, and he is so supportive of everyone.
Hey, I'm getting my jersey signed by everyone. Okay, we have the greatest team last year, the winner of the Amazing Race. And we got, I always get confused which one's which. Wait, let me see if you're on the Rad Reality Show, first of all. Jordan?
No.
Ah. Jordan?
I'm
sorry.
It's hard to tell us apart. We were called the twins from day one, so I mean, we know plenty of people have trouble with that.
So, what's your favorite part about the Vegas Bash this year?
I think for me it's just seeing, old friends. We have Louie here from our season, Allie and Katie from our season, so that's great. And then to meet other, reality stars we haven't gotten a chance to meet yet, make new friends.
I've actually never been to Vegas. It's my first time, so...
Mine too. First Bash or anything reality.
First Bash, period.
It's the same with you. That's what I've been going around saying.
Very nice.
Bash version. But I want to get you guys on with me and Michelle, because you guys are Rhode Island.
Yes, we are.
And she was a big fan of you. Michelle Costa.
Yes.
I know you met her today full size.
We did. Rhode Island.
Right.
We all know each other. There's only like 14 people that live in Rhode Island.
Right.
I know that's a lie.
Well, okay, fine. It's 16. They just make judgment.
Yeah. But so I got my show is Big Brother Big Time.
Yeah.
So I wasn't racing the race with Chuck and Jordan.
Oh, I mean, it was great. We liked them. They're, you know, a great duo. We wish them the best in their relationship. And, you know, it was enjoyable being on the race with them. You know, we would have liked to see them stick around, but we wanted us
Jeff,
to get them.
Jeff the man. I have to say this. I want to say it to you guys. I'm having the hardest time with the heat.
Yeah.
And being able to watch you guys face-to-face. I'm so used to being on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm confused to death.
I got you, man.
Will you sign my jersey?
Of course we will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good meeting you.
Contact with Michelle for we get a deeper.
Yeah,
I'm just doing fluff
no
in the interview.
No.
Okay, we got the biggest asshole in Big Brother history.
Not true.
I'm joking, guys.
No, you're not joking.
Oh.
We've been calling each other asshole all week.
James is great. You just talk. You don't even have.
So is this going out to all two of Ron's listeners?
Hey!
That's awesome. So I'd like to say hi.
There's 135 people, so, you know.
I'd like to say hi to Ron's mom and to...
You know, my mom's sick in the nursing home.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Then I'd really like to say, I hope you get better. I hope you feel better.
Nah.
Is she listening? Well, good. Then I hope you feel better. I hope that everything is taken care of. Because you're awesome. You're fucking big. And he just pulled a mat on me. And I was almost going to feel better.
No, she really is sick.
But is she listening?
No, she's
not. Oh. Well, then you give her my best.
I will.
All right, so for the other three people that are listening.
My brother and my niece.
I walk up into...
Hey, hi to Jordan.
Jordan?
That's my niece.
Hello, Jordan.
And Ben.
Hello. And Ben.
My brother.
What's up, Ben?
So we got two listeners. So
apparently
everyone's here.
There's 135 people in there. Don't defend your own show. So I walk in, I walk in there yesterday, and Ron's like, yeah, you're an asshole. And I'm like, I know. And then,
I know too.
And he says, you know, so we kind of like hit it off on that level. Apparently he didn't like me, but now he does. We reached
really
an agreement.
I really do like you. I like you after the first.
Until I fucked up with the whole mother thing.
No, I still like you much.
Oh, okay, good.
No, you didn't know.
What did you think of this season?
I liked it, actually.
Did you? Yeah. Who was your favorite?
Jesse
was your favorite house guest in season?
No. Jesse is not my favorite house guest.
We have the peanut gallery over there from Dad.
Yes, we do. But you know what? She talked to Jessica, and she liked it.
Here's the deal. Jesse and I had a little issue here last year, and as he did with, like, a bunch of people. But you know what? It was one of those things where Jesse's a really good guy. He's got a great personality, but he has this persona that a lot of times he wants to live up to. And, I mean, that's his career. He's a professional or semi-professional wrestler. So, I mean, why not? I think the guy's a great guy. But he just, you know, some people just have different opinions of himself.
My last question for you.
Okay.
Who was your favorite this year?
My favorite this year.
Because I saw you guys playing poker.
Oh, dude, we were horrible last night. Trying to play slots.
So who was your?
My favorite from this season, I'd have to say, I really didn't have a favorite. I try not to pick favorites. I like Matt's gameplay. I think I like Matt. I thought Brittany was hilarious in the diary room. I thought the Brigade's downfall, although they won, was that for Hayden, or for Lane and Enzo, sorry, so many people remember, they should have got rid of Hayden instead of Brittany. They would have had a lot better. I think that was a move that there could have been like some well-played strategy in this game to kind of mix it up a little bit, because the game you knew every single week what was going to happen. And that's what kind of bothered me about it.
Cole James, we got something else.
Awesome. She's a lot hotter than I am, that's for damn sure.
Right. I want you to sign my Ryan Tamer jersey.
Perfect. Ryan Tamer Cubs fan, huh? That's impressive. Now I like even more Dolphins.
I know you do. And the Heat. But, okay, guys. Give me 1 second. Hey, Paul and Christina.
Yes, sir.
How much time do we have?
Oh, well, you got a lot of time. It is 7:52, and it is scheduled for 2 hours, so you've only done 52 minutes.
Okay. I just wanted to just...
Got another hour.
Okay. You ready? Okay, I'm ready. So you're Allie from The Amazing Race. What's the last one? I am trying to remember you. And I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Now I do.
Okay.
I've talked to so many Amazing Racers.
Okay.
No, it's not because of that. What I was going to say is they all run together.
Right.
so it's so hard. But what have been your most memorable moments of the Maze or the Vegas Bash?
Oh, Vegas Bash?
I'm so used to doing radio, too. So I'm looking in your eyes. It's so hard to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To do interviews. I'm so used to being behind a telephone all the time.
Oh, just a Vegas Bash. I mean, last night, the meet and greet, getting to know everyone, people from Big Brother and Survivor and new
the fans.
People. Yeah,
and
all
the fans
are so great to get fans and getting to meet new people. Anyone, anytime, I love doing stuff like that.
That's awesome. I would love to get you on the show for a longer interview where we can really sit down and talk one-on-one. And I'm getting my jersey signed.
Oh, that was awesome.
Okay. We got, I know these guys are from the Amazing Race,
yeah,
but I got to remember your names again because I know it's Shane, right?
Shane and Megan.
Megan. And I remember you guys, but it's like I was telling them, Allie, the Amazing Race, you got how many people have come through that show within the past so many seasons?
Right.
So they all run together.
Yeah, and it's different than like Survivor because there's two of us. You know, there's 24 contestants every show.
You know, and I didn't tell you this morning or when we were at Bull. Like, I knew yesterday when you read the meet and greet, I kept on looking at you. Like, I know you from somewhere, but I couldn't remember which Amazing Race year you were.
Yep, 15, so 2 seats out ago.
So what place did you guys finish getting? That's what I thought.
Okay, we actually, you know, I like to let everyone know we did win 7 out of the 12 legs, so we actually have a record for the most wins ever. Tyler Dickens Star, so
got
to rep that a little bit, you know?
Like I said, I'm so used to being on a radio. So I'm not used to looking people face-to-face.
Okay.
I know. Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
I'm a little nervous and a little stressed, but it's cool.
Well, there's a lot of wonderful people here. You know, this is a pretty cool event here in Vegas, so.
And I know this next one coming up, too. She was an Amazing Race of Six.
She was.
So let's bring her in with us, because she actually was on my show.
Was she?
Jody's awesome. Just the other day.
Family. No, we're all just one big, happy family.
And Jody. She was on my show just this Sunday.
Right.
And you were on The Amazing Race.
I was.
You ran with a best friend.
I ran with another flight attendant.
Yes, a flight attendant. Then we talked about my bus ride.
Yes.
And everything. So I rode a bus 2 days to get here because I can't fly.
Oh, wow.
Because of heart condition.
Oh, wow.
It was okay.
Yeah.
And no big mistakes or anything happened. But I kind of wish I could fly because those 2 days,
yeah.
But I kept on saying that, listen, you guys will appreciate it. It was my Amazing Race.
Yeah.
And I did finish first because there was no one coming with me, and I got to Vegas. But thank you guys for stopping. I want to get all of you guys on the show again.
Great.
We've already talked about it.
Yeah.
And my jersey right there is a Ryan Sammer jersey.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm getting people to sign it because I'm never going to sell it.
All right.
So I thought I'd put my peeps from reality on it. So we got plenty of time, I think. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do you have a pen over here?
Okay. Yeah, so you do have to be so many faster than people. The guys I'm talking, but it's so hard with some of the people that are coming through, who they are, what they are. I know these guys.
It's going to be Daniel Reyes.
No, listen to the guy. I know Big Brother, y'all.
The other one?
The other one.
Well, I'm trying to tell her.
It's NCC.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I know these next two are two people. I know these next two are two people that are both Big Brother people. Paul.
So excited.
Yay.
I've been hanging with Danny. Danny and me in April, we spent some pool time. Actually got a picture with Danny and Nick and anybody that knows my backing. Right over here first. You got it. 1 second. Because you've never been on my show before. Just say hey to everyone.
Right now?
Yes.
Who?
Just
Hey, everyone.
It's the Rad Reality Show.
Rad Reality Show with Ron.
Danny.
I'm hungry and I hate everyone. I'm grouchy. I love you.
Just once. How was it to meet me, though?
Amazing.
Thank you.
Running.
Okay, we're going to... Okay, that was fast. Danny's hungry.
Okay,
just real quick. Just say hello to everyone.
Hey, hello, Danny. Hey. In a bad mood because she's hungry. Yeah, James from BB6 and April from BB6 is on my Donkey Kong tonight. He does know it too.
I'll get it.
Just on my shirt real quick.
I am too. Go bring me a plate. Okay, guys, we have Dying Panthers. I'm joking with you, bud.
Why?
I gotta say something. I hope you guys are watching this because Monica Bailey looks hot as hell. Just saying, guys. Hi, Missy.
Hey, Missy.
Hey, Missy. What's happening?
Not much. What's happening with you?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening with me, but this is, you guys, I'm telling you. Wow. Monica Bailey is on her way up. She is hot as fuck. She is on fire. Hot, sizzling with Cowboy and Alex.
Wow.
Up next we'll have Danielle and Rachel are coming.
Hey, Ray.
Danielle and Rachel. Hold on.
You don't really have to put it up to
Yeah, Danny's
Danny's a little hungry right now.
Daniel Donato's hungry, but here comes Danielle
yes.
from Green.
Yes.
Hey, Ron.
Right.
And I know
Hello.
That. Missy just saved me a little bit. She knows I'm getting tired.
I'm afraid they're not going
to. Answer your phone.
No, I want to do the phone. I want to ask a question. I have been.
So make me yell at you right here on your show, Ron.
So, we got Ray and Danielle.
Woo, look how hot she is.
Yes, come here. Real quick.
I can't do that. Yeah, it scared me to death. What? I can't do that. She's awesome. I'm so glad I was up there with her. I didn't say nothing.
But you still used to talk to me.
Yeah,
I'm not like...
All right, so what are you doing? What are you doing?
We're saying hi to the Rad Reality Show.
Hey! Hey, Rad Reality Show.
Yeah,
love you.
Okay. We got a nice speakerphone. They're hearing us.
Oh, can you hear me?
I'm
sorry.
No, you can be really quiet and everything. But
Danielle from my brother's.
We're going to get Danielle on a one-on-one very, very soon.
Talk to me.
No, I want to do it when we don't have to be sweating to death. You guys are hungry. And Ray sounds like she's ready to get inside.
Oh, my God.
You guys
she's, like, done.
I know she is.
She's done.
But like I said, I've talked to her.
I am the one person that was ever on Big Brother that hates cameras. Hates. I'm so scared to death to be on
camera. I'm hating.
Photographed. I'm up there. The irony of this.
Is that she's so fucking hot. Like, people don't get it. Like, you have an amazing body.
I'm having a hard time.
Thank you. Right? You can't breathe. And she's like, in your
No, face. I'm having a hard time.
Right?
Because I'm so used to be behind this phone.
Yeah, but look at that.
Talking one-on-one.
It's
so hot and I'm sweating.
I'm telling you. But I get so much anxiety when I get in front of a camera.
Rachel,
like that.
You are
really
I feel
like
every time I turn
on. If Mark would have taken her water off, I might have had some. America. I'm strictly dickly, but Rachel's hot tonight. I'm just saying.
So, I'm going to let you guys go in. Okay. That was fun. I love these two women.
Oh, we love you, Ron.
I know you do. They're signing my jersey now. What, Paul? Do you want to Carmen real quick?
I just want to let you know we've got like 135 people. This is so much fun. Thank you.
Now there's 143.
Hey,
it's amazing.
130 people in the chat room, and they're saying it's so much fun listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you, guys. Woo!
Yes.
Love you guys. Are they cutting your shirt?
Yes, and everyone next, two, three. Actually, I'm going to sit down there,
too. You got Monica Bailey coming up?
Where's my pen?
Hey, guys, you have Monica Bailey coming up. Alex Caldonado's coming up, and I think Cowboy's next. She ain't walking away. Monica ain't walking nowhere. She love Ron.
Yeah, I do.
We talked about Ron.
Okay, you want to hold it?
I'll hold it. Go
Let's
for
do it.
It.
Monica.
Yeah, baby.
I want one question asked you.
What you got to say?
What do you think about meeting the greatest blog talk radio host, Ron Rad?
Baby. Y'all don't know who this man is. When I saw him, I was like, I know that voice. Who could that be? It's the Rod Man in the house. You rock, baby.
Yeah, Monica was one of the first people on the show and also came to my birthday bash, and she's been a supporter. And,
Ron, you got to tell her how smoking hot she looked.
Since season two, and what person she is. She's been fun to talk with, and I hope we get a little more time to talk tonight. But I'm going to let her go after she signs my jersey. And what a person. Right there.
Monica.
And she's hot as hell.
She really is hot right now. Panther's taking pictures as they come.
She's got these clothes on that makes you die for.
Man.
Anything for you, baby.
I know.
Okay, you go.
Thank you,
Enjoy,
Monica.
And I'll talk to you later, baby.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, guys, up next we have Alex Caldonado coming. He's taking a little bit of pictures here, and he'll be right here. Here comes Alex. Hold on.
Because I know this guy pretty well. We've talked so much. We even talked in the chat rooms before. And I got to say one thing. Bueno!
Such a jerk, honestly. I hate that bueno, but it's all right.
How many times have I said that to you, though?
Every time you've interviewed me, you've always had to bring it up.
You know why?
It's what it is.
She's my friend. but you know what? I've always said this to you, Alex. She's my friend, but I still think you got the screwdriver.
Oh, I appreciate it. She's it was all part of the game and whatnot. She's a great person. Unfortunately, I lost my voice, so it's a little hard to talk right now. Bueno was Bueno. She played decent. We both played decent, and unfortunately, we hurt each other in both ways. So if you look back on it, is what it is. Nothing you can do.
I'm going to get you. I bet you're not going to like it because you're a Yankee fan.
I'm a Mets
fan. You're definitely not going to like this. Yes.
It's
all right. I'm really excited. Stay on the red now because my wine is starting to get filled. And our next guy that's going to come up.
I don't
know this next guy coming up on the show. Paul, Christina.
Yeah.
Are you guys watching the feeds?
I am.
Yes, we are.
Who is this guy that's coming up next?
He's the man that calls me beautiful. That's all I know. So as long as he says that's all we need to know.
He's
you know
known
he's
as
talking
Albert
real quick. Wait. Because he's talking real quick. And you know when Cowboy talks, because he's on my show every Thursday, he can't shut up. So I'm going to say hey to one of the most famous person out here as a chatter, because we've been chatting, the three of us have been chatting for a long time. It's Mr. Coke Rich. I mean, Pussy Rich.
Woo!
Are you starting the show? Hey, who's running the board?
It's Paul's running the board, and Christina's also on the phone.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hey. Pretty good.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. So he wants me to talk to the chat room. How do I do that?
Just say hi. You're talking to 144 people in the chat room.
144. Get out of here.
No.
That's awesome.
145 now.
That is awesome.
Hey, Rich, are you behaving yourself this time?
Yes, as you can tell, my tweet count is low because I've been doing most sleeping more than anything else.
hey, Rich, you have Lisa saying hi, and Lori saying hi, and Mappy, and McCoop, and
okay, hey, here's Ron. I got to talk to this guy coming up I don't know who he is. I really don't know who this guy is. I won't ask you that question. You know what? I don't know this guy. He's never been on my show before. I don't think we ever seen him. No. It's Mr. Cowboy. Say hello to him.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Chat room, this is amazing. I wish you, every one of you was here. Right behind me is an incredible couple. They're amazing.
Wait, how long did you spend with them last
night? I actually hung up with Brenda and Rachel till 4:30 this morning with Missy. And I tell you what, they were the only ones from this season to actually come into our suite and to party with us and be real. And they were just down to earth. Everyone gave them hell about their season. But you know what? They gained a lot of respect in my book. And, you know, everyone keeps asking me, do you honestly think that we're going to actually last? But Rachel and Brandon are the best people in the world. And I really wish them the best of luck. So, you know, this is amazing. I wish, you know, Vegas Fest 2010. It's incredible. Rachel's mom and sister's here, ladies and gentlemen. And they're beautiful. They're hot.
Hey, cowboy.
Yes.
It's Christina. Guess how many people are in the chat room?
How many people's in the chat room tonight?
147.
147. Well, you know what? Fans, this is the reason why we do this. This is incredible. You know what? We're going to do a special treat. This is Rachel's sister. She's going to say hi to the chat room real quick. Okay, hold on one. She's going to take a picture with her hot mom. They're beautiful. They really are.
Hey, cowboy, you're a good man.
I try. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. This is the beautiful Rachel's sister. Alyssa. Here she is, Alyssa.
And you're on the Red Reality Show, so
Hi, Big Brother Red Reality Show. This is Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
I'm glad to talk to everyone tonight.
Alyssa, you're beautiful as well. We see pictures.
Thank you very much. I'm having so much fun tonight.
What did you think about your sister in the show?
I thought my sister is beautiful and wonderful and definitely brought a lot of entertainment to Big Brother 12. I thought she was awesome. Her and Brendan are such a cute couple, and they'll definitely stay together. And I'm so excited to see them on the Bold and the Beautiful Monday.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let me go ahead.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Guys, we're waiting for Rachel and Brandon.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, you've got to have them say hi to M. Coop. Say hi to Matt. He's about shitting
okay.
his pants now.
Yeah, Matt's in there waiting. He's so excited. Oh, my gosh, we're almost to 150 again. Woo-hoo, thank you, people. Party over here.
Guys, it's been crazy here, and, man, it's crazy. Hey, how much more minutes do we got?
You have 45 minutes.
I maxed it.
45 minutes.
Okay, we should be okay. Metal fans, says hi to Paul and Christina.
Tell them
yeah, they both are there.
Thanks,
and,
Metal.
Hey, Ron, who do you have sitting with you? Hello.
Give us a second, guys. They're still talking. There's so much going on.
Who do you have sitting with you?
Right now, Cowboy's waiting here, but I think he went over. So, we're waiting for Brandon and Rachel.
Yeah, they need to say hi to Mr. Matt, Mr. McCoop.
I know. We're going to do it.
He's like passing out. He's like passing out over here.
So
I want him to pass out some more.
I'm excited to meet these two. Very excited.
Hey, Christina, do that in the chat room. You're so much better at it.
Well, what
like
do I
said,
need to do?
Feed question again.
Oh.
Ron, what we end up doing is telling people how great they look.
Okay, we got Big Brother's super couple this year coming out, Brendan and Rachel. They're getting pictures taken. But here they come. I'm excited. Yesterday, I got between
me and my man.
You and your man.
Don't get between me and my man.
Get between him and his woman.
Oh.
My woman. No, but something. I know. Okay, so how much fun are you guys having?
We are having so much fun. We are back in Las Vegas. It's my hometown.
My soul has returned.
I'm happy again. We went out, you know, to all the bars and clubs last night. We're having a great time in Las Vegas.
I heard you spent 4 hours with a cowboy who's my co-host on Thursday.
Oh, yay. Yes, we did.
And
we were out until 5 a.m. last night.
Oh,
with
was over there.
With all the fans, we were hanging out. We had such a great time. They were asking us questions. It was kind of like a one-on-one experience.
Yeah, it was fun. My biggest thing I want to ask you guys, though, is now that you guys are out of the house, how do you guys plan on, you know, staying together, or how are you guys doing?
Obviously, being in two different cities is a little tough, but we're going to make it work.
Yeah.
And eventually get over to L.A., so...
together then. You guys, you're okay. Okay. Hey,
Rad Reality Show.
Oh, what did I say?
Just talk.
Hey.
Say a shout out to the Rad Reality Show.
What up?
Chat room first.
Rad Reality Show people, hi. Mark here.
Are you having fun?
Sure, I just got here. I have no idea what's going on.
No, I mean, are you having fun in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. I'm having a blast. Always have a good time.
Okay.
Always.
So are you expecting to have any, you know, weird things in your ear hung competition with your partner that's standing right over there?
I'm just going to go in it and just give it all I got.
Okay.
See what happens.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to say hi to Michelle.
All right, guys.
Can you sign my jersey real quick?
Sure.
Okay, Michelle.
Hey, babe.
I'm trying to make it quick, especially the ones that are coming out right now. It's been on the show over and over again, and you're one of my regulars. It's been so crazy seeing the regulars, especially face-to-face, because I'm so used to being behind the phone.
Yeah.
And so are you ready to party in there?
Oh, I was born ready. This is my favorite time of the year, right after Big Brother finale and partying up in Vegas. It's a blast, and it's for a great cause.
So are you excited about tomorrow, this thing that's coming out tomorrow?
The foursome. That actually is premiering tonight at 10 p.m.
Nice.
So apparently some people in the U.S. have already watched it.
So are we expecting anything really crazy on that?
I will promise, if you watch it, I don't know how they edited it, but it was one of the craziest nights of my entire life. So.
I know my chat room would want to hear that. You've been on just recently, so, Michelle, you know you're one of my favorites.
I love you.
And I know you do. Can you sign my jersey?
Of course.
And we're going to our next one soon. There's so many people left. So, oh my gosh. I'm so not used to doing this. So, thank
you're
you,
You're doing great. You're doing awesome.
I got to sit down.
It's awesome sauce.
It's Joe's girlfriend, I think. What is way to Joe? Yes, no. Okay, guys. Hey. Oh, never mind. Okay, guys. We're waiting for Joe.
It's Joe.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
Last night, Parker tweeted a picture of some nipples. We're speculating they were Joe's. You might want to verify that.
Oh, it's verified. I've already verified it. It is Joe's. And, yeah, Joe heard out about it. We all saw the tweet. Parker tweeted, hey, Parker, come here for 1 second. What made you tweet Joe's nipple?
Because it's so round and fucking, it was just out there. I'm sorry?
Have you never seen Joe's nipple?
I mean, when he has his shirt off.
What made you do it last night?
Because I wanted to and it just seemed fun. I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay, I mean, not a big deal.
I know. They were asking this.
Why the fuck do people make something out of nothing?
I love it.
Get over yourselves, people. Stop making little shit into big shit. It's not going to happen. So shut the fuck up. How about that?
Parker, I love your ass.
Hey, I don't give a fuck.
I know. I know you do. Okay, guys.
Oh, that was fascinating.
Did you see the tweet, Christina?
I did, and I was like, okay, that's a guy's, it's not a girl's. Those are huge.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are having a fabulous time.
I'm having better than... I know they are. Parker's still complaining about...
Joe, real quick. Joe. I know there's somebody in my chat room.
They want to know about why I tweeted.
No, we're not going to talk about Joe.
Oh, really?
I want to make it faster.
What's up?
First of all, say a shout-out to Heather.
Oh, of course. Heather, what are you doing? Hot potato, bitch. I got that. I didn't pass it back. My hands are burned. But you got it now.
Are you having fun?
I'm having an absolute blast. Vegas is always amazing. This event is out of control.
Joe, we've been talking to you.
got out of the house too.
Yeah.
What do you thought about me missing Ron Rath?
I'm very excited. I'm so happy you came out. Like, it's, you need to come to these events more. Everybody should come to these events. They're always so much fun. Everyone has a blast. And get your butt out of here. And, like, get out here. So.
Okay. I'll let you go.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
You had a long time over there.
Oh, wait, Joe. You can sign my jersey. I forgot. Okay, guys.
There's a nice pause for you.
Oh, I hope we had enough time to... Because we might not have enough time.
You might not get to everybody, but, you know, you got a lot, 2 hours worth of people.
Oh, for you? But, wow, there's so many people still to come.
We got you so hard.
Yeah, no, at least, oh, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so
yeah, I was starting to put them up front.
Ah, I see them there.
Do it up front, too. Go ahead.
Oh, perfect.
Lane, shine it twice. Okay, Zach, this is where I need help. What? Thank you, Joe.
You going for cash one, or are you good?
I think we should keep it up.
Yeah.
Was it hard to get up? Okay, who is it?
It's Christina.
Vinny? No,
oh.
I'm talking to Zach. Yeah, I see. We do have Annie and Kristen. I'm going to keep... Yeah, I've already... Kristen and Annie is so awesome. But who are the other girls? Are you gonna help? I know one's Carly. Wait till
yeah,
we get Vinny. Okay, we got Vinny. This is why I spent 2 days.
On a bus.
On a bus.
Vinny. We're doing a quick interview from the Rad Reality Show.
The Rad Reality Show.
Yes, it's on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, cool. I heard Blog Talk.
And we do it every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, soon to be Wednesday because Survivor, and Sunday. And there's a chat room out there.
Okay.
Would you like to say a quick shout-out to them?
Oh, definitely. Shout-out to all my real-world castmates here from Fresh Meat 2 and Big Brother Kids. They're all cool. And,
do you watch Big Brother?
I actually do not watch Big Brother. I watched I watched Season 8. One of the kids there was from Season 8. I recognized him. I watched that season because my boy from my hometown... Maddie McDonald was on it. He made a fool of himself.
You mean season 9?
Season 9, actually, yeah.
So your friends with Maddie?
Yeah,
that's
from my
cool. So what do you think about...
I wouldn't say he's my friend. He's from my hometown.
So what do you think about him being where he's at right now? Do you want to comment?
I don't want to comment.
We all know about it, but it's not like...
Oh, I saw it in the paper, so...
So...
I mean,
you didn't see it on TMZ?
I saw how TMZ too. I did.
But yeah. Are you having fun in here with
having a flash shot to the body and having a good time?
Well, I'm gonna let you go, but before you go, we need to sign my Cubs jersey. I'm getting all the reality stars. And I'll hopefully we can get you on before. Soon again, for longer interviews. Tonight I'm pretty much keeping them short and sweet. Giving everyone a chance. Well, thank you, Vinny.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
This is Sandy.
All right, up back here. We have Sandy from Fresh Meat 2.
And
I'm going to let Zach do it.
Okay. What about me? Just say, first off, say hi to everyone on
the show. Hi, who's this?
This is the Rad Reality Show.
Oh, the Rad Reality Show. Hi, this is Sandy.
Chat room. Go up.
So, how have you been enjoying life since Fresh Meat 2?
It's wonderful. It's great. I got to see myself on TV, so that's always better that way.
That's always fun. Are you enjoying your time in Vegas?
Yes, I am. This is my first time in Vegas.
Awesome. Mine too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
How are you
having
a good time? Oh, I'm having a great time. I'm really excited to meet all you MTV people. I tried to see you last night, but I missed you. I think you left right when I went to find you.
Or at the
meet and greet.
Oh, no, I think I was late.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Then I found Sydney, and I went to see you, and you were gone.
Oh, no.
All right. Okay. So what are you looking forward to most tonight?
I'm hanging out with my friends and see everybody again.
Being drunk.
good time.
That sounds like fun.
We're going to move on to our
All right, so next we're going to have Sydney from Fresh Meat 2. Right now we have our whole Fresh Meat collection coming through one by one, the theme. So right now she's still talking to Mark.
I want you to keep on doing it.
Oh.
Sorry,
I was like,
oh,
here,
I'll do it. Just tell me their name.
Sydney.
Was she on our show? Sydney. Come here real quick. I'm going to make it quick because I know you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Uh-huh.
And I do a show every on Block Talk Radio.
Uh-huh.
And how was it being on Fresh Meat?
Fresh Meat is so awesome.
What was your favorite about it? No, the favorite part about being
everybody in my cast is awesome. That was my favorite part about being on.
So, are you having fun in Vegas?
Yeah, pretty hot, sweat, but
I am too, and that's one reason I'm trying to go a little faster,
okay.
Keeping it shorter and everything. But there's so many other. And do you watch Big Brother or
no,
Survivor?
I haven't seen everyone that I watch it. No, I've never.
So that's
seen
awesome. Will you sign my jersey?
Sure.
It's my Cubs jersey. I'm asking people to sign it because I'm never going to get rid of it. And I thought this would be a cool thing to don't lose your tickets.
Yeah, I know, right? And they're not going to let us in.
Just in the red somewhere.
Anywhere?
Right here.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So many. Hey, we know the next girl coming up, too. She's been on our show twice. Thank you, Sydney.
She's a favorite of ours.
Hey, we, Zach or Ron, we have a bunch of people in the chat room saying that they are vegetarians of fresh meat.
All right, so next up we have Carly, who's talking to Mark right now, so she'll be coming along soon. As you know, Carly won Fresh Meat 2. As we wait for her, I'll just say hi, Christina. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Zach. Hey, I was saying a joke, but I don't think I think you guys were passing the phone. A few people in the chat were saying, hey, they're vegetarians of the Fresh Meat Show.
Well, that's their loss because the Fresh Meat Show is very scrumptious and nutritious, and 9 out of 10 doctors prefer it on a daily basis.
There you go. I thought that was the funniest one-liner in there yet, and that was, you know. And then I said, is there any rotten meat? You know, so, you know, it's just playing a name on the, playing fun with the name.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right, well, here we go. Here's Ron.
Okay.
Okay, we got Carly coming up. And like I said, we know Carly. And it looks like we got a Banana Man coming up, too. How are we doing on time?
We got half an hour left.
Okay. We got a person. You want to
know?
Sure. Sure. We got a person that has been on my show at least twice. I'm having a hard time doing this because I'm so used to being behind the thing.
Yeah, it's
so,
just a person. It's kind of awkward.
What's your favorite part about being in Vegas?
You're
always in Vegas.
Yeah, I live here.
But with all your other reality stars.
I haven't seen these guys in a year. All of us
and
together.
You're right back there.
So all of us together is amazing. I haven't had this, since September of last year, so I'm really excited to see Cindy and Sandra staying at my house. Vinny lives here now, so I see him all the time, but just to see everybody and be in the same
okay, house. I have to ask the next question. I was going to see Rachel.
Good, good. I saw her, and we talked. I mean, she's kind of mad at me at first because she heard rumors, but no.
Hey,
you got my back now.
I have your back.
I'm honest, just being honest, truthful. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you did anything.
No.
So, it was mainly good. I was hoping we could have got both of you guys together. Maybe we can do that one time and everything, but I'm going to let you go because I know there's hot out here. Yeah, I know. I need a beer or something. I need somebody. Yes. Thank you, Carly. Panther. Oh, wait, Carly. Can you find this real quick? Okay, we our next guy, I might not be able to reach the phone.
Hey, Ron.
Hey.
P. people are saying that they want Casey to do an impromptu rap for the Rad Reality Show. And
okay.
Lisa said she's hiding because he knows who she is by her bazoombas.
Here comes Casey and everything. So it's crazy here. Panther's doing a great job taking photos that I'm going to receive and put them on the webpage of each person that we've interviewed tonight. We're going to have a web, a big,
Casey, real quick, I'm going to kick it quick, real quick, wait, she's taking a picture real quick.
I got to go, man, what do you need?
No, wait, we're, just real quick, right?
I'm not trying to be natural.
Okay.
What are you
going to do? Hey, everyone, they want to do your rap, but just, you seem like you're ready to go.
I'm working, I got to go get in the booth.
Oh, okay, so just feel quick.
Hello?
No, don't talk, just talk.
Hey, man, it's Casey, Big Brother 11, man in a banana suit, rocking with Ron Rad, who took the most raddest ride across the country. He's committed. I can't be mad at the dude. He was on a bus for 11 days, and he ended up in Vegas partying with your boy, Casey T. Mingle Mix. Holler.
That's good. Sorry, I
understand.
I know. I just wanted you to give a shout out. I didn't say no drop. I said a shout out. Shepard, do you not know the difference in the business? What a shout out in radio is when you say, "Hey, Casey's in the house." No. A drop is you're listening to the Rad Reality Show. So who's right? Me, baby. Casey was. What do you think is, I didn't remember. Okay, guys. No, wait. Libra's coming up. How many more people are behind me? Hey, guys. Holy shit. Can I use your phone?
You can't use the phone, and I didn't bring it. Uh-oh. Really? Is that off?
Okay. Are you there?
We are here.
Wait, my battery's dying.
Oh, no.
Does anybody have with me a rescue phone?
A
phone.
Okay.
You got your phone? Okay. You got one? Yeah, do you got enough? Yeah, I know mine. Guys, I'm going to call right back.
Okay.
Oh, wait, are you still there? Wait, are you still there? We'll get Libra real quick. Hey, it's 347-237-5506. Okay, yeah, get it. Are you there still, guys? Libra, real quick.
We are here.
Okay. My phone's dying, so we're going to have to switch phones. But
okay.
I wanted to,
Lorraine?
No, this is the Rad Reality Show.
Okay.
And I want to just say, sorry, I'll bring it up.
No,
you don't have to talk. I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Just talk to me.
All right.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm at a blast.
You've been at that pool like I was.
I know. Was it a party?
It was awesome.
Effing party.
How is it meeting back up with everyone from Big Brother?
It's awesome. I mean, everybody is just kind of finding their way. You know, it is what it is. We love each other. We fight. We hate each other. It's a crazy family, but guess what? We're a fucking family.
That's awesome. I'm going to get you this on my jersey.
Okay.
Right there is a good spot.
Okay.
And I'm going to switch over the phone. Hey, Ryan, do you need me to dial? Or did you get it dialed in? I don't know that number. Thank you, Libra.
Who are we looking for, Ron? Hey, Paul.
Hey,
are
what?
Are you there? We will be looking for a new number to pop up. I believe Ron is now off the air.
And
as we're watching,
Laura's looking amazing. How many amazing, I mean, these women are absolutely beautiful.
They are. I mean, they're in their club dresses and ready to go.
Whose phone did he grab, do you know?
I don't know, but whoever it is will be pushing one, I couldn't hear whose phone he was going to be using.
Well, I think that's Tom, so don't pick 715 up.
I don't have the chat board open.
Okay, I've got a Florida one, 321.
Pick that one up. That's Ryan's. That's Metal Fan's phone.
Is that you, Ryan?
Yeah. Yes, come on. Stick with me, guys.
Gotcha.
Okay, Laura. Yeah, real quick.
I'll come to you.
Okay.
Or you can sit down. You're on the radio, so I know you know who I am.
Yes.
Actually, it's been kind of cool meeting you for the first time.
Yes.
After talking to you a couple times.
Yeah,
you know,
a few times, yeah.
And everything, so... What about Vegas?
Vegas has been so much fun, honestly too much fun, because I can't really handle it.
Okay, I have something to ask you.
Okay.
What did you think about Adam last night going up to Erica's room?
Oh my gosh, that has been the best part of the trip so far. Was that not hilarious?
Actually, you and me and everyone was
really
pushing it. And I'm going to tell the story Monday. I'm not going to talk about the story now because I want to save it Monday, yeah. But it's the greatest story of the weekend for me. If you haven't seen Adam was drunk out. So he would be willing to do anything last night. So I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Because you're always on my show.
I am.
And I know I can get you anytime.
Okay, cool.
And you're hungry.
I am hungry.
But, hey, Ben, can you come here for a second? Give a little shout-out to the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, Rad Reality Show listeners, this is Ben.
This is Ben Stein, not the Ben Stein from The Money, but Ben Stein.
This is the Ben Stein from The Money. Thanks for all Ben Stein.
Thanks for all the support this season and all the previous seasons. Y'all are great.
Thank you, Ben. Wait. Are you guys there?
Ryan, you know Jess is in the chat room, and you know what you have to do next.
Yes, I do. Hey, guys, the podcast should go over another hour, so
okay,
when it gets closer, do remind them that we will be going on in the podcast. Thank you.
Ben Stein, one of the luckiest guys.
I'm having
guys
a blast. It's so tiring.
Hey, Ron, your niece is now in the chat room.
My niece is, I wonder if she heard the shout-out.
I don't know. She just started talking.
Man, it is crazy here. I'm having to sit down because my feet are killing me. My chest is killing me. I've kind of calmed down finally. It's been amazing, amazing thing. And I know, I don't know who this girl is coming up here.
I do.
I've never talked to her, never know who she is. I believe she is one of the most, and Kristen, you get to come on my show live with me for once.
And I know, you have been begging me.
No, I haven't begged, have I begged you really? No, you've been on once.
Yeah.
But I only asked you one other time.
No, but you really want me on there.
You know why?
Why?
Because there's this girl
that
I know is in the chat room right now.
Yes.
If we don't give her a shout-out...
Who is it?
Who do you think?
Jess! I knew it!
So, Jess, that's your shout-out.
So how has it been hanging with everyone?
It's been good. Today's been kind of just resting up from the last night, and I'm going to do the same thing over tonight and party it up.
And that's why I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
Because
I know. I need a Red Bull and vodka.
I've been standing up for... Yes, I need one, too.
Yeah.
So, I want to let you go. Right?
Okay.
Because I'm going to schedule a big, long interview with you. And next time I jersey.
While you sign it.
Will you do one other thing?
Sure.
Give a little shout out to the Rad Reality Show. And say, you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
Okay. Shout out to the Rad Reality Show. You're listening in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome.
I made it quick. Okay, guys. I was letting Kristen go. What?
I want a special hello from Annie, my friend.
You got no. You got three long sentences, right?
What?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Christina.
I want a special hello from Annie, my friend, again. She rocks.
I will. This has been a crazy night, really crazy night. And
I want to tell the chatters we've got about 15 minutes.
Annie,
left.
Real quick.
Oh,
Annie,
okay.
Real quick. Just real quick. I'll bring it to you.
What is it?
My show.
Oh, God. Oh,
yes,
God.
We're live.
Hi.
And actually, Christina's there. So she wanted a quick
Yay.
Shout out.
Hey, Christina. I'm shouting
hey,
out to you. Saboteur.
Right.
Hey,
yeah.
What's up,
so,
girl?
Have you saboteured anybody in their hotel room?
No, I haven't. I might tonight. Be careful.
Yeah, I saw you hanging out with somebody last night.
Who?
Somebody from season
six
and seven.
Yeah.
Did you win any money?
No. We gambled pretty late in the night, but I think we got down to $3.
Yeah.
So we lost a lot.
You know how much I lost? I'm not going to tell.
I lost my dignity in there, so.
Adam from Survivor.
Yeah.
We were playing roulette.
Yeah.
And I think I lost at least 30 or 40 bucks.
Oh, God.
Plus I lost 30 of his bucks.
Well, at least it's only 30 or 40.
Yes, I know. I don't have that much money,
yeah,
so. I know, we both are unemployed. Oh, wait, I'm technically somewhat employed. And actually...
I'm technically not, I guess.
But you know what? I do want to talk to you in the near future. You come back on the show?
Yeah, absolutely.
But maybe even come back on the show maybe more often because...
I would love to.
I really think you'd be a great... It would be good maybe to help me out.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Help
I always
you
want to
out
do radio,
too.
Actually. And,
I know. I know.
You know what I think it is?
I know you would... I know you will sign this.
Love it. Yes, of course.
This is
customer-related items. I wear, I sign, I do whatever.
And, yeah, I'm losing spots there, but so are you a Bears? You're a Bears fan, too.
I am. My son, Mr. Cubby Bears, he's a French bulldog. He's named after the Chicago Cubs and Bears, because I love them both, so.
And I know you're, make sure you post the Saboteur.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
Annie, it's been so much fun.
I know. Thank you for having me on. Hi, Christina. I miss you. I love
hey,
you.
Hey, Annie.
And it's really
Annie.
Nice.
Ron.
Did you really?
Yes. No.
You're supposed to dream about me. No.
Hey.
You may go on.
Thank you.
I'm trying to make it fast.
Well, thank you very
short,
much.
Sweet.
I'll see you later, Christina.
Hey, bye, Annie.
Too.
Yes.
Inside. Yes.
Good.
I think
I'm
going to
go get my drink on.
I need one, too.
I know.
So, yeah, I got Stevie coming up real quick. Stevie, real quick. I'm doing a quick. Here, we're on my show, the Rad Reality Show.
Okay.
We got a full chat room. We got about 150 already in there.
Awesome.
And we're just. What do you think about Vegas and all this stuff that's happening here?
Vegas, it's an incredible thing. I was, season 10 was the first year they did the Vegas party. And
right.
It was, me and Sheila were there. And it
yeah,
was just a
right.
few people. It was very small. Then last year, you know, they at the studio, like, really stepped it up. They did a really great job last year with the M. And I think this year they've even outdone themselves again. It's, like, even more incredible.
What's your what is the favorite part about coming just as a family, too? I mean, that's something I know I've been saying, you know, I've been part of this family, you know, since season 8.
Right.
When I've been helping with Chad and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of funny. Like, I knew so many people. So what do you like about coming in? Is it like not like a family reunion?
No, it is.
Other
in fact, that's what Eric was just asking over there on the red carpet. What do you enjoy about it? I was like, you get to see all these people that we get together and we have a great time with each other, but we never get to see each other any other time because we're always in different cities or, you know, all over the U.S. or traveling or doing whatever it is we do. So it's really exciting to, you know, get in and see them and spend some good quality time with them, as well as meeting fans. That's
hey,
really amazing, too.
Hey, the Cowboys here.
Yeah.
I want to ask the two Cowboys, who is the real BB Cowboy?
Me. I'm the original.
He's the original.
He really is.
You know how many times?
But you know what? I did root for you because you're from my area.
I was too, actually.
I
really did. I thought you were so sweet.
I will.
Yeah.
I will say this.
And we do have Sheila here, too.
Hi, everybody.
While he signed.
I honestly didn't think you were gay because
yeah.
you're actually.
I didn't either.
I
so agree.
Right. I rooted for you because, for one, you're from my friend and you ride bulls.
Yeah.
Do you still ride bulls to this
day? I have not been on a bull in almost 2 years. I separated my shoulder like twice within a matter of 6 months.
And after the second time I separated it, I just needed to take some time off. And then my whole porn career started, which you're doing porn.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
About 8 months ago, I started doing gay porn. So to date, I've made 10 DVDs and done about 8 different internet scenes.
Just so you guys know, he's looking amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You
always look amazing.
Well, but you look even better now. Since you got out of the house, you look like a different person. You look great.
You know, I rode bulls 5 years ago, amateur.
Uh-huh.
I'm 0-18.
You've never covered a bull?
I haven't, but I still have my equipment. I love it. But, you know,
we should get together and go bull riding sometime.
We
should put together a Big Brother charity bull riding.
Absolutely.
You know
what?
Can I be a clown? Wait, have you heard what I have? Did we tell you yet?
Yesterday, I think I might have told you. I get to wear a leotard with Michelle to play beer pong.
Oh my God!
Will you say it while you're down?
Yeah.
And Sheila.
Yes.
I've already had Heather out.
Okay.
So I can talk to you.
I know who Heather is.
Me
yeah.
too. Rock Love.
Rock Love, yeah. My girlfriend was on that show, too.
Which one was she?
She was Destiny.
Okay.
She almost won.
Right.
Hey, yeah.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you. Yeah, yeah.
Great.
And then we'll have a drink.
I'll meet you back for drinks, Sheila.
Yes.
Hi, you guys. Glad
need
to listen.
Need a martini, baby.
So how are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm feeling great. Mikey B's here from Survivor. So, you know, I've been hot on him. But he likes younger girls like Evil Dick. So I guess I'm not going to be hooking up with him. So, anyway.
But I hear there's a guy that's sitting right there who would love to hook up with you.
Yeah. Hi, Dan. I love you.
Will you give a shout-out to Dan, even though...
Shout-out to Dan. Shout-out to Vicky. Shout-out to Anthony Lawson. All my fans. I love you guys.
It's been so much fun hanging time with you.
You
did. I really have had a great time. And,
you're an amazing guy.
Thank you.
You really are.
Oh, my God.
I think she.
When am I going to talk to her? Do you know who Frenchie is?
Yes.
How am I going to talk to her?
Yes. I don't just talk to her. Her like she's anybody else.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I can't understand.
She's nice.
I know Corey loves her.
Yeah.
My friend Corey. But
yeah.
I'm going to let you go because I know those guys are ready to go in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everything.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll see you before I leave.
Yeah, yeah.
And
anyway.
You're amazing, too.
Thank you. Great.
Great.
Frenchie, you just got perfected.
Oh, Sheila, I forgot to get you to sign this. Just find an empty spot if you can. Okay, the next person coming up is Frenchie. No. No, never. Yes, that will be signed too, guys. That's one reason I'm doing the shirt.
Hey, Ron, we've got about 9 minutes.
Guys, the next girl coming up is Frenchie. Are you guys still there?
Yes, we are. We've got about 9 minutes.
9 minutes. Yeah, but we can get over 5.
Do you want to do that, or?
I'm a star. Tell her who I'm friends with, so. Frenchie.
Nice.
Yes, Frenchie.
Hi, honey.
Rock of Love 2.
Yes, Rock of Love 2, Sham School 2, I Love Money 2.
But you know what?
She's a trooper. Yeah.
My best friend in the planet Earth right now was on your season.
Who
is Corey?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Huh? Corey, yes. Very pretty.
You got to give a little shout-out to Corey.
Okay.
On my show. So
okay.
Give a little shout-out there.
Hi, Corey. How are you, baby? Frenchie. I hope you're doing good.
What have you been doing since all the shows?
I've been really busy. Very, very, very busy. Actually, I'm going to be in a VH1 special in a couple of weeks. And I have a movie playing right now on Showtime called Stripped Las Vegas, and you bet I'm naked, bitches, so you don't want to miss that ad.
That's right.
And I had a lot of opportunity coming my way, so I'm working on a lot of projects right now. Some of them are confidential, so I can't talk, but I can just guarantee you're going to see me all over UTV again very shortly.
My last question for you.
Huh? Have you got a chance to see Big John yet?
No, I haven't seen him yet. Is he here?
He's going to be here today.
I didn't see him yet. I just want to make sure, guys, if you want to reach me, check out my Twitter. It's twitter.com/VH1Frenchy with a Y at the end.
Well, great time. Have a good time. And thank you. I hope to get
you
back
on.
I'd love to get you back on the show sometime.
I will be.
I contacted once. And I never got back to you because I got busy.
It's okay. Just contact me on Twitter. I reply every day. I'm a Twitter addict.
You go on Facebook. I think I got you.
I do go on Facebook as well.
Okay,
yes,
so.
Absolutely.
Frenchie, will you sign my jersey real quick?
Absolutely. You have a Sharpie, baby?
Yep. It's actually right there. Let's see.
He's a little bit of white, though.
No.
Here.
There's, yes.
How do you spell your name?
Just go ahead and just sign it. Because I'm never going to get rid of it. Ron Rad is what my name is, if you want to. There's not enough room.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, you can definitely keep in touch
with
me on Twitter. I reply all the time. Just let me know we met here.
I will. I can't. I would like to have you. Maybe get Corey to call in too.
Okay.
You guys have a little chance to.
Yeah, we can figure something out.
Yes. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Annie.
Okay, guys. Paul, you there?
I am.
Okay. Just want to make sure we have
If you get a chance, Jen Frog wants a shout out to her from Lane.
Yeah, Lane is awesome. I love Lane. I like the way he talks. It cracks me up.
Guys, Lane is awesome. I don't even have to get him. Here comes the runner-up from Big Brother, in which I've already talked to quite a bit in this, and
Joe.
And he's awesome. I want to know, he last night told me every time he sees my jersey, he will sign my jersey. So, right now he's doing some picture ops with fans, but I know he will be coming over here. And I know Lane. Lane is one of the homeboys that I've been able to talk to, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again. And it's awesome.
Yeah, we have a Canadian representation. She wants a hello, Miss Joe.
What?
Miss Joe, the Canadian, would like a hello. I'm watching Enzo. He's
right
gone.
Now, yeah, I was going to say, Lane is still talking to the girls, smacking on the girls.
Telling them to drag his ass away, you know. There's lots of time for that tonight.
You can sit for a second. We'll make it quick.
That's not
metal. No, there's a chair back there, too. No. So you ready? Are you having fun?
I'm having a blast.
Is this what you thought it was going to be like?
No, not at all.
Is it bigger or worse?
Way bigger. I didn't think anyone watched the show.
What? Do you not realize the ratings were one of the best ratings this year? When you guys were saying that, the ratings were really high this year.
See, we didn't know. We're making everything up in there because we're bored. But then we found out and it's all.
But you guys were out. And Lane, you have been one of my favorites this week. Because every time we see each other, I'm not going to let you sign it again.
I've signed that twice.
He signed it twice. Maybe I should get him to sign it, like, on the blue somewhere, just for the fun of it.
No,
because
you can't see it.
But I won't do it. But I want to have you on the show where we can just really sit down. I would love to get maybe the brigade together, even if Maddie.
Yeah, well,
you know, we got to see what happens with Maddie. He's gone tonight.
Did he even show up today?
He was going to. I heard somebody, maybe there's rumors of Maddie maybe coming. So
I think he was going to come. I think he still might.
Wow.
Brittany's not.
Well, I do have people wanting to give a couple of like little shout outs to the people in the chat room. One is Joe from Canada.
From Canada. I love Canada. I've never been, but I'll probably go.
And the other one is Jen Frog.
Jen?
Frog. And then I'm going to try to grab Enzo over here with you.
So, Enzo, real quick.
Enzo, some of your...
He's already signed this twice. I'm going to get you to sign it afterwards.
But we're on the Rad Reality Show first.
Oh, it's a jersey. What jersey?
Oh, it's a Cubs jersey. Chicago Cubs jersey.
Okay, all right, all right. And, help them out if he's signed it, all right? Yeah. What? Might help
I'm trying to curse the jinx.
Yeah.
But yeah, but you're also on the Rad Reality Show, and I thought we could do it together.
So how I'm gonna? The Shun is gonna sign a Cubs jersey, so we could shun the Cubs, like unshun the Cubs.
Shun, let's do it. Ready? Everyone say shun the Cubs. Yeah, like man, the Penguins do. Yeah. And
That's nice.
Hey, you know what? I heard that we're going to get you on the show full time in a full interview because you have some words to say to my co-host on Monday nights.
Yeah. Oh, is that Michelle?
Michelle,
right? Yeah,
Costa.
She's an awesome girl. She's an awesome girl. I love her. I'm going to get on a radio show. We already said it last night.
Yes.
So when I get back, probably two Mondays.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of the booking that we're going to have to do.
Michelle has you guys got a radio show.
Yeah, she's my co-host on Monday. No, I've already hooked him up.
I don't know. You're talking about, I don't even know what is this.
You guys don't have to do everything together.
Well,
guys,
I'm already in the line.
I'm going to let you go party and have a good time.
What do we do now?
I don't know. Well, I'm here. I'm stressed. I'm happy.
Hey,
I'm
hey, Ron.
Really stressed.
Ron.
I really don't know. But
hey, Ron.
Hey.
Your niece says don't forget her autograph. She's screaming it.
Oh, I will.
And we've got one.
We got Sugar from Survivor. Two seasons.
Yep.
I'm not even going to attempt to remember. I know the last one. Was the last one, All Stars, in Gabon.
No, he was Richard Dunn, so it's already an All Stars.
People called it All Stars Part 2.
Yeah, All Stars Part 2, okay.
So,
Heroes versus Villains. Well, I like my title, so I'm going to stick with Heroes versus Villains.
So, were you a hero or a villain?
I was a hero.
Okay, but did you ever want to be a villain on Survivor, or do you really feel like you are
no,
a hero?
No, I think pretty much everybody knows that it would be really hard to make me... I don't know. It's hard. I mean, you get bad at some point, but I think definitely I wouldn't ever be a villain.
No,
I wouldn't say.
I just was trying to go
somewhere
with it.
No.
Because I really fucked it up.
No. Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, I can say anything I want.
Cool.
It's my
show. That!
Fuck. But my niece is in the show. You want to give a shout-out to
Cover her
Jordan?
Ears. What's up, Jordan?
She's a 21.
Oh, okay.
Or
so 20. She's an adult.
Oh, she's, But I'm going to get you on the show in a full interview.
Okay. Well,
but,
when are we going to do that? That's
whenever we can find a
the
chance
time.
To.
All
right. I know
well,
you're busy.
Not too late because I'm going to start drinking soon.
Not tonight.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I'm in.
Yeah,
in the near future.
All right.
So I'm going to let you go in and party.
All right. Have a good time.
You too.
Bye.
Ron,
you're doing great. You set time on your...
I think I'm going to go. Oh, wait. I didn't get Sugar out of
Hey, Ron.
No, I didn't. Hey, Sugar.
Sugar. You are beautiful.
Okay, guys.
Hey, Ron.
We got Lydia and Kevin coming up.
We are currently into podcast.
Yeah, I figured that we will be going into podcast. I hope we can
I
do it fast.
I let the chat room know that we were going to be...
I got an hour.
You have an hour?
I have an hour, I think, before it cuts off.
Yep.
I can go 3 hours. Thank you.
And Shima.
Yeah, I know. We got so many people. And if you haven't got the seats, you're just going to have to get the seats? Yes, that's right. And I know the next two people are famous people. That It's Lydia and Kevin. I'm going to make this.
It's going to be a fast one, guys.
I'm not going to be proud, am I? I forgot. Why
did you call me? Hey, Kevin, real quick. I know you guys have both been on my show quite a bit and everything. But
shout
you
out.
Guys, shout, I want you guys to promote.
Is this the show?
Yeah,
I got a
show. Hey, everybody, it's Kevin and...
video?
Fun Pop Pop web show, and we are on the Rad Reality Show right now. We just want to say a big, like, thank you to all the fans and everybody in Vegas, and we love you, and Season 11 Pride. Oh, Paul D. Reed, we love you. Love you, Paul. Love you, Paul. Amazing. You're such a supporter, and like,
in so many ways.
You're such a big help to Pop Talk too.
Huge.
So Kevin and I love all of you. We look fierce tonight, I must say.
You look fierce.
You look fierce. You look delicious. And to put all the rumors to rest, Pop Talk is alive and well. I did not do interviews in Vegas because we all know sometimes I misbehave. And Kevin's like, Lydia, don't act as fool.
Oh, the truth comes out.
She comes out on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad. Love you, kisses.
Bye.
Hey, find this real quick. It's mine, seriously.
Okay, guys. Thank you, Ron.
I'm pooped. And we have so much more to go.
Hey, Ron, why don't you just, go enjoy?
No.
Everybody in the chat room was saying, hey, Ron, that was cool. Go enjoy.
No, we're going to continue because we got lots of people coming up. But here, Paul, are you there still?
I'm here with you, bud. I don't know how much longer Christina can stay, though.
Listen to me. Christina, if you need to go ahead. One of you guys, if you guys want to talk, you know, Christina, if you need to go, mute her and do what you need to do, okay? Or
okay,
just hang up.
Have a fun time.
But keep it going, guys.
It's Kevin's birthday.
Hey, it's Kevin's birthday. Let's say
happy birthday.
1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Nick, right here first. You forgot to tell Nick to come here. Well, Nick is walking away.
Nick, come here for a quick second.
How are you doing?
I'm going to get you on for a whole time.
Okay.
But we're on my show right now. We're in podcast.
Gotcha.
It's been 2 hours. Okay. Interviews from everyone from the past Big Brother season, Survivor,
everything.
So
hey,
how
Nick.
Much fun are you having?
I'm having a lot of fun because it's my first time in Vegas. I mean, it's interesting in that regard. And then seeing a lot of the people who I haven't seen a couple years since the show, you know, it's good to get acquainted with new people and the old people. So,
and
got to give a shout out to Minnesota.
Many people like Danny, people I've talked to. How was it to meet Ron Rad?
Amazing. It was my highlight of my trip. So,
and you know what? I haven't even talked to you about this. I have to talk to you about it real quick.
Let's hear it.
Do you still watch the State by the Bell?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Me too. Every morning.
Replays on TBS all the time.
TBS, that's right. We always talked about it, remember? I don't know if you remember.
Exactly. I'm a Mario Lopez fan, so it might as well.
And I'm a Kelly Kapowski.
Okay.
Kelly.
Yes.
I gotta go
too.
Kelly.
I'm glad I get her.
Zach.
Oh, my God. Zach. Oh, God.
I was thinking Zach, yeah. That's the one I was thinking about.
I can't believe I just called you. I was going to call you.
You
Zach.
Called me Zach. It happened.
I'll accept it and roll with the punches, but...
You can call me Evil Dick one time.
I will never do that.
But, Nick, you've been a great talk. I was so great. And I have to ask, I hope they're listening. We got to give a quick shout-out to Val Patty.
Val Patty.
Giggles,
Taz. Everyone. I got to give a shout-out.
Everyone that was
in my old room.
We have to get like, have a little party. We can get schoolgirls and a couple guys.
Exactly.
But I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
I bet you're thirsty as much as I am.
Like, I'm dying.
If you can find me a beer and bring it back, if it's close.
I'll do it.
Do it.
Some type of cup thing?
Yeah, you got to sign it.
I will.
Shima, real quick. You're on.
Shima.
I'm not even going to say what show you're on.
Survivor!
People know.
No! My show!
Oh,
I'm not even
going to
talk.
Run Red!
The Rad Reality Show!
The Rad Reality Show!
And Shima's looking beautiful.
Oh,
yeah,
I like how you just saw her at the pool today. She looked like a goddess.
Oh, thank you.
But
Ryan?
I'm going to let you go fast because I know I can ask you to
Should
come on.
Should I sit
my...
down?
No, you can go ahead and go in.
Oh, okay.
We've got a short podcast left.
Okay.
And I also know... You can come on the show anytime you want.
And you know what? Can I say while I'm here that you were the first
first one to put me on the show. You took the chance when no one else would, and I appreciate it to this day.
You know what, Shima? I've enjoyed meeting you. I can't wait to go party with you.
Yes.
But I'm having so much fun out here.
Isn't it fun?
They told me, do I want to hang up and go in?
Right.
No, because we've got so many people
There's
still to come in.
Hayden's still waiting.
I mean, yeah, Hayden.
The winner?
Yeah, yeah. How can I hang up
you
on...
Can't, yeah, you can't hang up on Hayden.
So, go party. And first time I shirt.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a marquee? Or
yeah, right here. I got one.
Love you, Shima.
Hey. Love you, guys. Oh, Christina asked me something. Tell me, why should I hang up and go in and party? Because I'm party out here, and I'm having too much fun.
I'm the only one with you. She had to go, but tell Shima I love her.
Paul Reed. Paul for minutes. Paul for minutes. Yeah. Must. No, that's yours. That's the one with the can in your hand.
Okay.
She doesn't know if that's her water or not. I have to drink some of my water. I don't want to take a chance.
Vaughn, how much time you got on your phone yet?
The phone's okay. Is there a room?
There is.
I want to tell you guys the story of Shima, the story behind that.
Can you read it?
I really, you know, honestly, when I do pass away sometime, this is the shirt I'm going to wear. And I'm not saying that I'm going to do it now. But that's why I'm... No, I'm not saying now. I'm just saying that's why I'm asking people to sign it, because I'm never going to sell it.
Morbid.
No. Oh.
Like, where did you put it? No, I'm kidding.
I might do that too,
Kim.
I'm not saying it for that reason.
Oh, you're
going to
make her cry.
Missy's crying over here, Paul.
It's time. It's time for you to get Zach, I think, looking at this crew.
Yeah, it's Zach real quick.
Zach, real quick. I know you're ready to party.
Have fun.
Okay. Zach, real quick. Come here. Oh, sorry. You're on the Rad Reality Show. You can
okay.
Take your hair.
Talk to him?
No,
oh.
I was going to talk to you. And
okay.
Just,
yeah, what
you
do
know,
you
want to
do?
So are you having fun in Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas is great. I'm hanging out with Ron Rad, reality show, and I just got here. We did the red carpet event. It was pretty sweet. I'm sponsoring the event, my bikini company, 77liquid.com.
Yeah,
and
what else are you doing? Is there anything else you're doing in the near future?
Right now, I'm still doing engineering. I got an engineering job in Hollywood, so I've just been still doing that and just hanging out with my friend Fred. He's from Tila Tequila, and my lady Katie, and we're just having a good time. It's nice to be out here.
What's that link again?
77liquid.com, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, send me on Facebook.
For sure.
Facebook, and I'll make sure we plug it.
Yeah, my Facebook keeps getting deleted, so I'm not trying to piss anyone off. It's just they keep, like, going, well, gotta go. I'm like, I'm sorry.
But Zach, I know you're busy. I know the...
Oh, yeah, no worries.
If you're like me, you're ready for a beer.
I am definitely ready for a beer.
Oh, yeah.
Go for a hot dog.
I need you to sign my shirt real quick.
I'll sign your shirt, man.
I'm keeping it.
Where are we?
Listen.
Oh, okay.
There's a spot right there,
yeah,
I think.
Let's go down.
I don't care.
We don't care. I'm just going to hang it on the wall.
That's awesome. That's what I do.
Thank you. That was Zach. Thank you, Zach. Yeah, I see that.
Paul? Hello, my man.
Do you see who's coming up next?
I have. I've typed it in the chat. I so hope people listen to the podcast because this is so fun.
Oh, they will. This
looks
is...
Like you have fine.
How crazy
No, you guys do not believe this. This is the biggest... And I want to give a shout-out to Metal Fan and Joker Update. Because they saved my ass when my phone cut off. So I have to say,
Metal and Jokerette.
So and Missy's been here keeping me going because she keeps on telling me sit down and be good and everything. And I wonder if she heard. Hey, listen to me. I don't mean it bad. I'm just saying when I do get buried,
this is the thing, and that's why I wanted them to sign up, because they're on my beach. I'm not thinking about the future. I'm hoping I can live 30 years.
She's mad because I'm signing a jersey that is the Ryan Samber jersey, and I will never get rid of my Ryan jersey.
My God, look at Hayden's mom and his sister. Holy crap.
Oh, I've already looked at them.
Holy moly.
Wait, I got Hayden coming up.
I want all you guys to know that Ron is very sick. Whether he wants to admit it or not, he's very, very ill, and I worry about him. I worry about him a lot. And so does all the house guests and everybody else, because they've all sat and talked with me. They're all very worried about Ron. So you guys love him for what he does, because what he does is great.
Don't start crying on us or making me cry.
Now you're making me cry.
You know, did you hear about today?
You don't know how many house guests are talking about you.
Today?
All day.
No, I mean today.
I don't care. I'm
mad at you. No, but did you hear about today?
I don't like you.
Yeah, you do.
Take that.
No, but did you?
Okay.
All right, you better grab him.
Here comes Hayden, everybody. I know you don't want to hear this. Here comes Hayden. Come in.
No, I know somebody that wants. And Hayden doesn't have to sign my jersey. He's already signed it. Yeah, in the casino.
How many bodyguards does he have?
What?
How many bodyguards does he have? But
none.
Oh,
actually, Hayden, I've been talking to Hayden all the time. I've talked a couple times. That's why I'm going to make it a fast one.
Hayden is very down-to-earth and real.
Yeah, Missy said it. Hayden's one of my... This cast...
He gives the women a hug.
Super.
Did he give you a hug?
Down-to-earth and real.
Just really awesome. Yeah, I mean, I've really... Hayden, real quick.
Real quick, I'll let you sit for real quick.
What's
up, babe?
How you doing,
girl?
We're on the Rad Reality Show.
I love it.
I know you're ready to... I know you're ready to party.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time tonight.
And I know you were up late, because you came walking in at the same time I was still up.
Yeah.
So you've already signed my jersey.
I did. I signed the jersey.
And how was the signing of the Cubs jersey?
I loved it. You know, I'm a huge baseball fan, obviously a Cubs fan. Anything baseball, I love it. I'm all about it, man.
Yeah, and that's one reason I'm signing my Cubs jerseys, because I love my Cubbies.
Right.
But I love my big brother.
I love it.
And
too,
we've already done a shout-out to my niece, so, I mean, I'm not going to do it. But I got to get your autograph. Make sure I get it for her, because if I don't, she's going to kill me, because she loves you.
Okay, yeah.
And I was going to tell you the other day, but I wanted to do it in your face, in front of you,
yeah,
because... Because she's already told me. She's listening to the show. Jordan.
You've
already done it. You can do it again,
Jordan. One more shout-out for you. Anything for a big brother.
But she's been listening to the shows all the time with me ever since, you know, Big Brother. So I'm going to let you go, because
yeah,
I'm planning on talking to you about sports and stuff. Talk to you later. And my mouth is about ready to die, too. Eric, real quick.
Ask him how his brothers.
Are you ready to do the service of Adam and Erica's wedding?
Almost certainly, yes. Late last night, we came to discover Adam Gentry, Survivor, and Erica Landon, Big Brother. Time for them to get married. They've been dating for like the last 15, 20 years. Found out I'm a licensed online minister, and now I am going to provide rabbinical services for their marriage.
And we're going to do it live on the Red Ridge Alley Show, because I'm going to talk Adam into doing it now.
Oh, absolutely. We got Ben Stein, my brother in name only, and Laura Crosby. It's going to be a joint wedding.
Yeah.
I'm presiding over the whole festival.
Are you having fun, Eric? I know you are.
Oh,
because I can hear your voice already.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even started the night yet. Already.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly. I'm on 1.5 hours sleep, but honestly, it's probably 1.5 hours too many, you know? So,
I understand, bud.
Yeah, enjoying it. How about you? Are you having a good time?
It was great. I mean, it's my first thing like this, so it's like, cool.
Yeah.
Can you sign my jersey?
You know it.
Prayers out to Eric's brother.
Anywhere you can find. I mean,
Prayers out to Eric's brother. Apparently he had a seizure today.
That, oh, man. Ryan, where might I even kill your phone off?
Do you know where you're going after that?
I do not.
Okay.
We'll be okay without him. Eric, thank you, bud.
Thank you, bud. See you again. We'll see you in
the... Are you there, Paul? Paul. Yes, sir.
Are you there? Oh, cool, cool. We still got Survivor. We still got, man, we got so many people. I haven't even seen Michelle Costa.
I know. How strong on that?
We only got one bar. Do you think we got enough time?
Yeah.
I think. I think so too. I think we'd be okay. But we're having fun here, and I only have another hour too. What time is it?
You had an hour. Still have another hour.
No, wait. What time is it now? What time is it now, Paul?
It's 18 minutes into the pod.
Okay, so we got about 40 minutes. But let me see. Who is she?
Holly, Big Brother 5. Yeah.
We got Holly, Big Brother 5. I wonder if she saw Cabo yet. And if you remember Holly, she was with Chase.
And she was with her mannequin.
I can't believe the people that are still to come. It's just flooding. Big John just walked up. I think I saw Christina's back there. Rhino. Heck, we got a lot. Paul, this is crazy. And what Missy said to me just a second ago.
I know, and that's the love we just so appreciated. I know you're having.
Paul, you didn't know what happened today, and this is. I'll tell the story Monday on the show. But Eric and Landon and Ronnie and a bunch of them, just let me just say this, they really came to my rescue, and I've never felt more. Never mind.
Okay. Hey, in my Skype room, Tom is asking me about Amy. Was she there this weekend?
I don't know. Jamie, who?
No, Amy, BB3 Amy.
I don't think so.
Okay, thanks.
You know, I saw somebody tell me they knew Tom. So shout out to Tom.
Holly, real quick.
Hello.
Big Brother 5.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, right?
No. Actually, one of my best friends is Cowboy.
Oh, my God, he's one of my best friends, but I never see him.
He's here. Have you not seen him yet?
I did. I almost started crying, to be honest, because he's really the only sweet one on my season.
Really?
He's a nice guy, yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He's so sweet. He was the only one who was, like, really consoling.
Well, he's my co-host on Thursdays. So I'd love to have you call in one time.
I would definitely
and
call
have, in. I'm gonna get connection and everything, and make sure if you can give it to him or me, sometime,
He has my number, but I'll give it to you too.
Yeah, you might want to give it to me sometimes, but can you talk to anybody?
Yes. Well, I talked to Howie. Me and Howie are close, and Chaser.
Chaser.
And I talked. That's pretty much it. Howie and Chaser, that's all.
What have you been doing since Big Brother?
Well, since Big Brother, I've been on like a ton of TV shows. I've been on Nip Tucks. I've been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch that one.
I'm an actress, so I've done all acting stuff. I've also been on 2 1/2 Men.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch that one either.
It's okay.
So
I
can see what I've watched.
I have a Wiener Schnitzel commercial out. I have a Mini Cooper commercial out that I just
filmed.
Right,
real quick. I got something real quick. So
lots of stuff. And I have a movie coming out next summer.
Yeah, I need to find this.
I really do.
Come here real quick. But I'm going to let you go.
Yeah,
I can give them real quick.
Yes,
I need to see
this.
Go to the red. You know what? Go to this part right there.
Right here?
Yes.
Want another one?
Yeah.
But,
he's my new Bobby.
Bobby, how has it been round. We're on the Rad Reality Show. Just real quick.
Bob, the Almighty, having a great time out here. Like, getting it on my boys, Rad Reality Show. I'm going to get on there, like, on some full-blown interview thing eventually, but right now we're getting it on, so.
Well, I couldn't figure out how to, I can't right now.
Hey, Ryan.
What do you
real
want
quick,
me?
Let's do the real Ryan.
Yeah.
You're on the Rad Reality Show.
How are you doing? How is everybody?
I want to hook you up with a full interview, too.
Okay.
With Survivor. Do you still watch Survivor?
No.
I know he does. Do you watch Survivor, right?
I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah. I gave up. I gave up on it because I should have been on an All-Star season.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah.
Do you think you should be on an All-Star season?
Yeah. We should be back, but, you know, the powers that be probably don't like us.
Did you sign, Bob?
But that was Rhino and Bob Dog from Survivor. And
oh my God.
These two have been cool. We hung out. We didn't go today. No, we were going to go on Monday, and I'm not going to go. But,
oh, man, I'm ready for a beer myself, guys. Yeah, I'm having fun. You know, I get to talk to everyone that came through. That's the key thing, you know what I mean?
Chris is looking good.
Oh, I will. It's free, open bar. So, thank you, guys.
You guys rock. I don't know this next person either, guys.
Are you going to be up there
later? No, I'll be up there right after the show. Thank you, Bob.
Zach, if you want to go on, you can. Or are you having fun out here?
I told him that I know the Magic Real World is coming, so it's going to wait till at least an hour to
make it. Oh, my gosh. Christina.
Krista. Oh, Krista. I just messed up. Why? Oh, okay. I know that.
We might have to for Krista.
And I see that Louie's being interviewed right now, too. They just keep
yeah,
on
he's
coming.
He actually was there when Michelle got thrown up on.
Oh, jeez. How's what's up with Krista? I didn't catch that.
I really don't know. She's been a little weird.
Oh, she's gone now?
No, I think she's having, you know, this. So,
well, you can pass it along later if you see her. She does look gorgeous.
And Louie and her is doing right now a little, you know. We're going to talk quick to Louie because I bet he. Louie, real quick. We're on the Rad Reality Show.
All right, cool.
Hello, how you doing?
No, wait, I'm going to talk to you.
Oh, you're talking to me, okay.
We're just doing it.
Okay.
So, I mean, hey, I mean, are you having fun? I know you
are. Oh, no, I'm having a blast, man. I'm having a blast. I'm meeting all these different guys. Michelle Costa from Rhode Island. Meet her.
Who's
she? That's that girl from Big Brother 10, man.
I don't know
her. No, I think you do know her. She talks a lot about you, man. All good, all good.
I know.
But she's a sweetheart, and I'm having a blast out here. I wish Mikey could have made it with me, but he couldn't. Made a pretty big arrest out there in Rhode Island, so he held him back there. So
when we talk about it in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, actually, unless you tweet or Facebook about it, of course,
or blog talk. So how's your shirt? The Johnny Fairplay.
Oh man, Johnny Fairplay, blew chunks all over the place at one point. I think he missed my shirt. I don't think he got it. So, I mean, it's all right. I mean, he splashed on some of my things, it's like,
Will you sign this?
Absolutely, sign it. Yeah, sure, man. I got a mock with me. You're awesome, bro. It was really nice meeting you.
How are you?
Oh, wait, you got a Sharpie.
There you go.
Christina is over there.
Krista.
Well, Louie, I'll let you go in.
What?
more, they can let another one in. So
April?
Yeah.
Oh, another, I mean, another.
Yeah.
I hear there's an April in.
April's here, baby.
You know she was my co.
Some live shit right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this is, it's a podcast.
Hi, baby.
Right now.
Let me let y'all know. Superstar has, I told y'all bitches I was a rock star, pulled off the biggest reality event since reality started. 2010 Vegas Bash. Ron, I love you, baby.
You know why it's the biggest one?
Because I'm hot as hell.
No. Because they heard Ron Rattle was coming here. Everyone wanted to meet me.
Yeah, that too.
Hey, will you do me a favor? I don't know if there's any room. Let's do it on the Cubby Bear. Because you're one bear. I know your name. I'm just really tired. But Big John's coming up next. And what a party we've had. We had a party. But, Paul, are we still live? I mean, not.
We are.
We haven't lost you?
No, I'm still here, bud.
And like I said, Big John's coming up next. And I got a sexy woman right here on my leg. Yeah, Louie knows me. And, man, we got Big John coming up. Thank you for the purse. Wait, my pen, thank you.
Love you, Krista.
Yes, I love her. Krista is one of my favorites. Krista is one of my favorites.
I'm not your favorite by dinner tonight, then we have nothing to discuss on any of your radio views.
Hey, you know what?
I want to give a shout out to Mr. Cruz, my manager. I love her very much. What the hell's going on with you? But I love you. Nikki, I'm so sorry you stressed out. My baby, I love you too. And let me tell you, this has been one of the biggest reality events in history. And thank you because you're donating. If you can't be here, you don't watch the pay per view, then what you need to do is pay $19.95 to watch the weekend or $9.95 to watch tonight. Tomorrow is the Beer Pong Championship. See y'all there, babe.
I don't want people to watch the Sunday night, though.
Oh. Paul. Are you there? I am here.
The only reason I keep on asking you if you're here is because.
Hey, Ron?
Yes.
You talk about your bars. My bars are getting pretty low, too.
Okay. Can we, man, I want to try to get Michelle on. So,
I can dial back in with my cell phone.
Well, that will, that, let's, you can't dial back in. Can we just try to play it till we hope, and if the bar dies, we'll just die, okay?
That's fine. I just wanted to give you a heads up because you're more knowledgeable on the technical crap.
Because I think we will die when it dies. And I'm going to try to keep it to a point.
I like it.
Where
I didn't know if it would screw things up if you lost me, so I just wanted to give you the heads up.
No, I just want to make sure we get the two people that are coming up. So, Big John, you got to come here for a second.
No. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
What's up? It's Big John.
What show were you doing?
It's Big John from VH1's Rock of Love with Bret Michaels.
I think they already know who he is.
I'm the one that found love, so.
Yeah, some girl that I don't know at all. Not.
No, actually, I started dating Corey in season two, and we've become very good friends, and I love her to death. And actually, ironically, my fiance now never watches the show, so everything's kind of weird. She's like, who are you? What do you do?
But I'm John. It's been a great time.
It's been absolutely amazing. It's an absolute honor to be here.
And I'm getting ready to ask you to sign my Chicago jersey.
You got to have a lot of... She's a Cubs fan.
I'll give both of you guys.
We get in a fight because she's a Cubs fan. I would be more than happy to sign this.
But,
So yeah, Big John's here, and he gets to play beer pong tomorrow.
Yes, I do. Without a shirt, and apparently I'm supposed to wear like a thong too. So.
Would you hear what I have to wear?
What is that?
Hey, a unitard. I told you, I think you like
that. That is for sure. You're doing that?
Supposedly. It's okay.
Well,
let's move on with them.
Emily,
oh, yes. Rod, the Rad Reality Show. Emily was on the show Sunday.
Wait, oh, yeah, I was.
You were. You remembered.
Do you think I'll see you over there?
Yeah. We're just going to keep it quick because I know it's getting late. You can.
My heels are killing me.
We're just kind of doing a fast one.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And,
yes.
Actually, I got a jersey I want you guys to sign.
Yeah.
And give a little shout out to the Rad Reality Show. Rad Reality Show.
What's up, Rad Reality? It's Derek from Real World Cancun.
So, how was it being on the... We've already kind of talked about Real World. How was it being on Real World?
It's a great experience. You meet new people. You get to travel to an awesome location. You meet some of your best friends in this whole experience. It's a good experience, and if anybody's interested in doing anything like it, I really, really, really encourage it.
Well, we'll have to get you on in a longer time.
Oh, for sure.
It's getting to a point. I think my podcast is almost running out. My phone's running out. My first phone ran out. I had to borrow another person's phone. But I'm signing this real quick.
Alrighty.
We have. There's so many people have come through this thing. Paul, you still around?
I am here, bud.
I'm having so much fun. Thank you, guys. Yes, I think so. Yeah, I got it. So,
Hey, how's Zach helping out? Is he doing good?
What?
Your producer.
I don't know, but I get to meet too. I get to, me too. I get to meet my second favorite Big Brother person that I got to know, and, I can't wait till they get over here. And, I'm just getting... Hey, will you guys do a quick shout-out to the Rad Reality Show?
Rad Reality? Are you on the phone right now?
Yeah, we're live right now.
Awesome! What's up, Rad Reality? This is Jen from Real World Denver and all the challenges on MTV. We're at the Blue Martini having fun, kicking ass, and getting drunk.
There you go.
Wish you guys were all here.
Hey, will you guys sign my jersey, too?
Yeah.
I'm actually having a moment. My co-host on Monday night is Michelle Costa over there. And the girl next to her, April, is from her same season. She was a co-host before, too.
Oh, really?
So it's the first time meeting April. So I'm kind of getting a little...
A little nervous? You want a butterfly?
Yeah.
That's good.
So,
you mean something you're studying right now? Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, you're in the town.
Yeah.
There you go, Matt.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
And that's why I hope Paul and my phone can stick going. And the podcast can come in because April is coming up. April is here, Paul.
I haven't seen her on camera yet.
You there? Paul.
Hello.
Did you hear who's here, April?
Yes, I was saying I didn't see them on the camera yet. Are they going to come before?
I'm just...
Getting emotional.
Yeah, I really am. I'm sorry. And
no, I mean, I totally get it. I totally get it.
And that's why I'm hoping.
How soon do you anticipate them showing up?
I'm listening to what's going on.
Okay.
So, what a night.
What a night.
There's so many people here. So many crazy things going on. I just hope we get you guys April, because, you know, here's somebody that's been on my show. Who's the other one? It's Brendan.
Brandon and Ty.
Brandon and Ty. Come here real quick. This is the Rad Reality Show. Brandon, you've been on it before.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Ty, this is the first time.
We're on there right now.
Yeah, it's a little podcast I'm doing.
Oh, no problem.
I'm getting autographs on my jersey. How was it being on Real World?
You know what? Honestly, I'll keep it 100%. There's always some things that you almost regret, but I would never, ever change it for the world. I would love to do it again. It's one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Now, you were on Fresh Meat, right?
Yeah, I was on Fresh Meat.
So
too.
It's a little change, but because you don't live in a house, you know, stay together. It's more of a challenge game, right?
Yeah, it's a lot more stressful, only because at any given day you can go home. I'm not going to lie and say I wasn't a little bit bitter about these Real World kids. Fuck over here. I'm kind of jealous at the same time, though. We're the same family now, you know, beautiful marriage, shout out to them, they treat us very well. At the same time, you know, I'm lucky to have the opportunity, and I, like you said, I wouldn't change anything for the world. Things happen for a reason. I'm blessed, I'm lucky, and I'm having a great time.
Well, I'm going to get you guys signed right there.
I will sign it, even if it is a Chicago Cubs situation, I will still sign it.
Hold on, man.
Why?
You're a Cubs fan, you got to be a real Cubs fan.
I'm a Boston Red Sox fan.
But there's a reason I'm doing it like that.
Because
I'm never getting rid of
it. My best friend on the world is Cubs fan.
So.
Hey,
I
don't
know. Oh, my gosh. The picture that just got taken.
I got one. No worries.
Oh, you got one?
It was given to me.
Hello, Paul.
Yes, sir.
I'm waiting for... I'm waiting for my girls.
Are they, where are they in line?
Is she up there?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Cara Maria.
Yeah, I know. Cara Maria.
I heard.
I'm going
to
cry. Somebody found it, read a tweet. Somebody read a tweet.
I wasn't telling you. Right I called
Michelle after I, like, if you guys haven't heard yet, I'm sitting here waiting patiently because two of my best friends are coming through. I'm just getting crazy. Waiting for him.
Can you hear me okay?
What?
Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, just checking.
Oh.
Hey, Ryan?
Oh, my gosh. I'm... Carl Murray. What's the other one guy's name? So, we got a couple of still Real World. Are they Fresh Meat? Guys, again, my MTV knowledge is very weak. Hey, we gave you guys some shout-outs. Come here real quick.
Give us a little shout-out about your stream real quick. Cause we have
Galley Rescue Event, October 9th weekend. Come out for it in Glen Allen, Virginia. It's going to be over 100 reality stars. It's going to be incredible.
About as big as this one.
And it's for Angel Dogs and Heavenly Hounds Rescue Group.
Carly
Doggies Marie and
Kitties. Coming up next, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sorry about Sunday when I mispronounced your name.
You did it again. You just told me Carly Marie.
You
got to
do your homework.
I do my homework, but I can't pronounce it because my mouth is bad.
Hey, real quick, will you sign this? Enormous pickup. Actually, it's been an emotional day. Paul, you still there?
Yes, I am, bud.
You're still existing. Will you sign this real quick? Thank you.
This is
Matt. Oh, you met.
Cara Maria. Cara Maria.
Cara Maria.
My mouth is dead. I've been talking. So,
Paul, Michelle, April, and Jen.
Yes, I know. And
Jen, in case people are listening, Jen from BB9 who had to be paired up with Parker, if you have, not Jen Johnson.
No, she knows so. And they're the last. And I really do hope the thing come in. And
well, we've got 17 minutes left in the overflow, so.
I'm just gonna. I will be honest with you. I'm gonna talk to April and Michelle. I'll probably run through Jen real quick. Hey, and why didn't you tell me, my Sharpie? Why didn't you tell me April was here? What? You know I'm going to have the marshal. But anyways. And Missy, you're in trouble too. Did you know she was here? Good day, Michelle Tweed. Good thing Michelle Tweed. No, you didn't tell me she was here. Yes. I know. I know. We saw the tweet. People have been telling me they knew about it. I don't even want to talk to you three. I don't think. No, not really. Jen. Adam, be good.
No, you're lying.
Yeah, hey, no. Be mad at him.
Come on. Listen.
Hey, Jen, come here real quick. Because I'm going to get emotional. I'm going to be emotional with these guys. We're on my show real quick. Just give a quick. I'm going to be emotional when Mrs. April gets over here. So I was going to try to do it with Michelle. So anyways, just say a quick shout out.
Okay.
We'll get you on the show by yourself.
Say that again.
We're gonna have to book you.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I want to see this girl real bad.
No.
I've wanted to meet her for a long time.
Really?
She's so close
to okay, you guys.
Hello, everybody. Rad Ron with the Rad Ron Show. Just got off the red carpet. This is Jen BB9 hollering out to all the fans. We love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We could have never done any of this without you. And our event tonight is for Faith House Charity, and we are so happy to be here. Hey, everybody. It's Michelle from Manic Mondays. Just want to say
I
love all you guys. Thanks for being here to listen to us being this event for the Faith House for Domestic Violence. I love all you guys. I appreciate you guys always being there supporting me through everything I'm doing. I love you guys.
Love you back, Michelle.
Love him. Who is it? Is this yourself? Right now, what's going on? Oh, my God. I'm sure you guys miss us. Monday, Michelle. Tuesday, April, you know. But we love Ron, and we're so glad to be doing this for charity. It means so much to us. And I was on his first show, his very first show. I'll forever remember that. So he's a great guy. But, yeah, we're just glad to be here and doing something for charity and for our fans. We love you all so much. All right? Bye-bye.
Yes, and I'm going to hang up, Paul. Because I think we're done, and I'm spooked. And I want to talk to April and Michelle without people hearing me. Yeah, that's why I want to hang up the phone. So, Paul,
tell me what you
there.
Do. Tell me what to do.
April. Wait, I want to talk to so, Paul, good night. I can't hardly hear him.
Brian? And that's the show for tonight. I hope everybody enjoyed it, and it was way fun. Good night, everyone.